What is that? Where's the recording thingy? Is it your... Oh, your tablet's the recording thingy.
Yeah.
What, is that a tablet?
It's a laptop.
It's got all these other parts in it, and I don't understand what it... Like, this thing?
It looks
like... I probably shouldn't touch it.
It's working.
Cool.
That's all it needs to do. Shake everybody, it's Tuesday! And you're listening to another episode of the Weekly Show Notes Show podcast.
Yes, the very Weekly Show Notes Show.
The last one that we recorded was...
No, that's just the only one that's gone up. We were recently informed that the past 3 years, none of the uploads have gone through.
Yeah, we're good. We've been doing this a lot. Remember, Michael, how we were doing this a lot?
Yeah, of course.
Podcast every day.
Yeah. I probably shouldn't slam this down on the table either.
Record two podcasts a day.
Yeah, they just haven't gone up, and they're all deleted, so we're starting over from scratch.
Yeah. Welcome to episode one of the Show Notes Show.
Woo!
Because it's Tuesday.
SNS revival. Well, I mean, not revival, because it never died. So, we have with us tonight...
Michael?
Ricky?
You guys remember?
We forgot how to do this.
Yeah, it's okay. I forgot how to do this, too.
Okay, let's start.
Hi, I'm Shitty James.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Oh, wait, I'm Fat James.
Michael's Fat James. Oh, Fat James is Fat James.
Yeah.
I'm Angry James.
Yep.
That's... Who are you?
I don't know. I just call myself Shitty James.
Okay, Shitty James. And then we have Photo James. Photo James, say hi. Yes. That is Photo James.
That was Photo James. That was
Morse code.
Yeah. All he's saying is IMAX Logan, Thursday, March 2nd, 2017.
Yes.
So we have tonight a very important show because it is the E3 Hype Train Show. Choo choo!
Yeah.
Woo woo. Okay, that's a weird joke. Before we continue, though, I'm just going to finish telling Michael real quick about I've been playing Far Cry 5 a lot, guys. Well, I stopped playing Far Cry 5 because...
I played the first 30 minutes of Far Cry 5.
And those are like the best minutes.
And then I returned it to the Redbox.
So, what was I telling you about? Oh, yeah, the fucking Cougars, right? Also, there's, like, a team of, like, a militia, like, that's kind of rising up against Jacob, that they call themselves the Cougars, too. So, I was just terrified all around. But, yeah, so...
Specifically.
Peaches is a really good companion. Like, he goes up, or she goes up, and it fucking mauls everyone, dude. And, like, the dog is kind of a little bitch. Like, there's bear, and I'll tell him... Go fight that bear. Or just hold him there until I can get there and shoot him in the face a lot. And he'll go and bark at it, and the bear, like, stands up and he runs away. And Peaches is just like, yo, I don't give a fuck. I'm a cougar. You know, so he jumps on him and he starts mauling him. He's taking down bears by herself. And I admire that cougar. I'm glad it's on my side. But I was telling you, like, yeah, you should really, like, if you're going to start it soon and finish it soon. Like, give yourself, like, a time frame. Because now that I'm in Fate's area, it's just... Like, there's just drugs everywhere, and not, like, the really fun kind, but, like, it's, like, the really annoying kind, because if you do too many drugs, like, in my experience, I don't know if this is how the game's actually supposed to be, but, like, Faith will appear, and then she'll take you somewhere, and then you have to go through, like, this really weird little, like trip that you fall into, and, like the last one, that one was a story mission trip, because, at the beginning, one of the marshals that you're there with, they get taken by Jacob. And like he's just been fed a steady diet of LSD and whatever other drugs they've been doing there, and so he takes me on this boat ride, right? And he's like no, I'm good, all's good, like don't worry about me, just do you. And then he just like walks out. So you tackle him to the ground, you drag him back to camp, and then like now he's detoxing or whatever. And like now I just find the game kind of dragging because like now I need to get to the last little the way that you like progress, I guess, in the game. Is you have to get up resistance points by like taking down like VIP cultists or like they have shrines, you explode those, or like certain missions will give you a lot of resistance points, and like it's just taking forever to get to like I'm on the last one, so when I get up that many resistance points, then I can go fight Faith, and I'm really eager to go fight Faith, but I've been doing so many fucking resistance points missions, and I can't seem to get that little bar up, so I just kind of stop playing. Because it was just taking way too long. And I was getting tired of hunting. Because, like, the loot system's all fucked up in Far Cry 5, too. Like, in Far Cry 4, it was really cool. You could just go and loot a bunch of shit and then sell it all. And you would get so much money. Now you have to, like, go and skin animals. And then, like, when you loot people, there's not, like... Like, I guess the sillier side of Far Cry 3 and Far Cry 4 where you would go and... Like, I remember one of the things that I love so much about Far Cry 4 was that it had Like, if you go and loot some guy's body or even just whatever they find, like, you find, like, a syringe. And if you look in at the description, it's just like, it's a syringe filled with strange blue liquid. If you were in an underwater dystopian city, you wouldn't hesitate to shoot this into your arm. And that's all gone now. I feel like they're trying to take it a little more seriously, but they shouldn't have.
Huh. Yeah, the game was different. So they kind of fucked up, like, the upgrade stuff in that game, too.
Yeah.
Like, the cool, basically what gets you through 3 and 4 is just, hey, I could hold 3 guns if I go out there and I start hunting for wild boar, because boar skins will give me that upgrade. They, like, stripped all of that out, and now it's just like, hey, get this achievement and get a perk point, and then spend that where you want.
And then spend that to get another holster.
So
it's, like, less...
You end up looking at the achievement list and, like, okay, I do these next 2 hours, I'm just going to be going through these things, and then so in one play session, you've basically gotten all the upgrades you care about, and then you're just kind of like, okay, running through the rest of the game.
Yeah, which you could do in Far Cry 4, but it was hard because, like, since you can't see the map and, like, it's not dependent on the perk points, there's no such thing as perk points. You're just going and hunting. So if you have a really shitty bow, you're going to use that really shitty bow to hunt, and that's all taken out now. Like, yeah. Mm. So I'm really hoping that when they release the zombie one and the Vietnam one's already out, I think.
I think so, yeah.
I have no idea.
I think the Vietnam one's already out, but the
zombie one and
the zombie one and then the Mars one, I'm hoping that that'll be a little bit more return to, like, the wackier side, so I could go back and play that.
Yeah, because those are, like, new maps too, no? Like, they're not...
Yeah. The I don't know about Vietnam, because
I thought they're the same map.
Yeah, I think Vietnam is the same one. They just, like, you know, made it more jungly, the same way they did in, like,
made it more
fucking dinosaur world.
Oh yeah, Blood Dragon.
Blood Dragon, the same map. Blood Dragon is the same dinosaur map. It's just like it's just more pink. Okay. So I don't know.
Is Blood Dragon actually the same map? I think it's a smaller island.
It's not. Well, it's like a certain part of the map.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and I couldn't get through Blood Dragon either. The fucking visuals made my head hurt a lot.
That's such a good game.
The only thing I can say about Far Cry 5 is that it's so pretty.
Yeah.
It's so pretty. Like, there's not a single part of that game that I don't enjoy looking at. Except the people's faces. I feel like they don't spend a lot of time on people's faces. but the whole, like, the map, like, just flying in a helicopter and just looking around, I'm just like, oh, I'm at peace, you know? And it's cool because you can turn on, like a radio station, and sometimes they play, like, really good, like, oldies rock. I'm just, like, cruising in my helicopter until I start taking fire from some of these assholes, and I have to fucking crash my helicopter into the ground and start the game over. Or kill them, you know, whatever. Whichever one I'm in the mood to do that day.
Anyways. E3 high train!
Oh, yeah, E3. Oh, man.
E3 happened. It's fucking weird this year. No, yeah, it's still happening. It's fucking weird this year.
Yeah.
Like, general big picture stuff is, I'm pretty sure everyone is, like, gearing up for next-gen consoles. But they're so early that it'd be fucking, like, shooting themselves in the foot to say anything about it.
Yeah.
And so it's just a bunch of... Okay, most of the shows are just a bunch of, like, big announcements of shit that we know is happening. Like, all the EA stuff was just, hey, look at these games we're putting out. They're the same games you knew that we've been putting out. Look at this football and Star Wars. And fucking Nintendo had... like 40 minutes, and they spent half an hour on Smash.
Of course.
Most of it was just reveals, no?
Why would they?
Well, not the reveal, but
it
just
wasn't
every
even reveals. It's like the new game is called Smash Ultimate, and it's basically like Smash 4, except
everyone.
The gimmick for this new Smash is everyone who's ever been in Smash is in this one.
Hmm.
So, like, somehow they got Snake back, which is weird, because, like, not even Konami could get Solid Snake back anymore.
I didn't even try to look at the Nintendo one.
I only saw the Smash stuff.
The Nintendo stuff was a fucking bummer because they didn't talk about any of the cool stuff. It was literally just, hey, here's Smash, which, like, I kind of don't give a shit about. And then, hey, look, we got Mario Party. And then, like, here are these, like, we're going to run really quickly through a couple of games that are kind of cool, but give them, like, 2 minutes each. And then that was the whole show.
Wow. Yeah, I'm glad I didn't sit down during work to watch that.
Yeah. No, that fucking sucked. And then Sony's thing was... I like Sony's thing. I kind of hated it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
They spent the first half of the show, like, on a Last of Us gimmick. So the whole thing was like, hey, We're going to start the conference in this, like, old, like, moonlit country church-looking building, and only to have, like, the Last of Us demo start in that building. So everyone's like, oh, I'm in the game. I can feel things because this is a Last of Us game.
I thought it was cool how they brought out
I feel like they didn't really sell it. Gustavo
Santomeli?
Yeah.
Whatever.
I thought that was cool.
He just banjo-kazooed his way into the fucking game,
Really showing that emotion. Yeah, really into it.
Yeah,
I was like, yeah, you.
That was pretty cool.
You get yours, man.
And then, yeah, but I'm pretty excited for Tulu for 2. Yeah.
Dude, I was pretty hype on that. And then they show Spider-Man. Oh my god, that was so cool.
You're hype on Spider-Man?
Fuck yeah, I'm hype on Spider-Man.
I haven't seen the Spider-Man.
Dude, that was the funnest shit. That looked so good.
It looks like the best Spider-Man game ever made.
I saw some gameplay earlier in the year or last year, whenever the fuck they released them, that the combat system seems like pretty intricate enough to where I'd be wanting to.
It looks like this is Batman. This is the Arkham Asylum for Spider-Man.
That's Insomniac.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like
I do like the fact that it's Insomniac.
Yeah, they show off a couple of the bad guys are going to be fighting.
The Sinister Six?
Yeah.
Mm, kind of.
So
you're fighting Sinister Syndicate, sorry. Oh, God.
You're fighting.
Such an idiot. Please edit that out here.
What is...
No, don't. What,
what's
don't.
That fucker's name? I already forgot their names.
Which one?
Spider-Man. Just
describe him.
His name's Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
No. Thunderman.
Electro.
Electro.
No, that's not his name.
Electro.
The blue guy. Jamie Foxx.
Would yeah, be cool so if we had Jamie Foxx.
Django is in the game. Spider-Man guest starring Django.
We got the Rhino in there.
Yeah.
Vulture. Oh yeah.
You see them all fighting him, and then it's like Spider-Man's just going after the Vulture, dude. He's just every chance he gives him a kick or a punch. Yeah. Cuts some sentences short.
Do you do Tony Hawk style tricks in the air as your style move way towards the Vulture?
Oh man, I really need to watch that shit. I haven't seen that.
It's awesome. Like, you saw The Amazing Spider-Man 2, right?
Yeah.
You know how at the end, when he fights Electro, and like the...
I don't remember that movie.
Remember?
Well, I just remember the...
I think that's all anybody remembers.
Yeah.
There's a point in the movie where he's like swinging through a power plant or something.
Oh, yeah.
And like, that looks cool, where it's like Electro's flying through like the outside of the raft, and he's just destroying shit. And the lightning's just like arcing everywhere, and Spidey's just swinging through. It looks fucking awesome.
I think it looks good. I care way less about that though, because I think my favorite thing. I have two favorite things.
I was gonna say Sony. Jump right into it.
No, first cool thing is Control, because I love Remedy games.
When at the end when the trailer stops and it just says like the company logos,
that's always my favorite part, because I'll be like, okay, this game looks fucking cool, and then they just like reassure it by like, oh no, they know how to make those kinds of games. Yeah. Remedy is good at shooters with like time shit in them, because they basically invented it, Max Payne. And Alan Wake is really fucking cool too.
Oh, I do remember when we played Alan Wake.
And Control is basically a PsyOps game. And like just hearing like demo impressions,
I had no idea what was going on, but I saw that gun and I was like,
oh. "Yeah!" When I first saw it,
I have a raging boner for that gun.
It's like that gun's breathing. It's just
what? The game puts itself together. Apparently, the whole thing, the whole point of the game is you're appointed the new director of like
the bureau, or
the
something?
Bureau yeah, of yeah. Control, which is like the FBI for supernatural shit.
Bullshit.
Yeah. And something happens in the building. And so, like, the building is, like, kind of stuck in, like, endless space. So it's like Inception in there. So the whole point, I think the whole thing about the game is, like, the building's going to be constantly reconfiguring itself.
Oh, man.
And they're working that into, like, Metroid-style stuff. So as you, like, level up your abilities and get new abilities, you'll be able to, like, go back to old, like, sections of the building that would never, like, stabilize and, like... The building will know that you can get through there and let you through there, kind of stuff.
That sounds like...
Oh, I just like this game so much more now.
Yeah. It looks pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I like shooting stuff in Remedy games. It feels really good.
You know what would look cool, too? Well, I don't know if it looked cool. I don't know if I'm like just telling myself that. But Ghost of... What is it? Tsushima?
Oh, that game looks cool.
It looks dope, but I was like...
It looks cool.
Is it because I really like Sucker Punch? Japan.
Yeah.
Or oh
yes.
Well, I like Japan.
I don't like Japan.
Oh, this is.
I think it looks cool because it's a Sucker Punch thing.
I was like,
oh shit,
like,
no way.
Yeah,
I didn't get like, that far.
Because I was watching, it, I was like, I know it's Sucker Punch, but is that why I like it, or is it because like it looks cool?
Well, that's okay.
It looks looks pretty cool.
It's okay to like a game because you know the company that makes it.
Yeah.
Until you play it, and then it's absolutely
like
shit.
The combat looks pretty cool.
Investment sweet too.
It looks like they're making it. I mean, that game looks fucking pretty. Like,
yeah, it looks
when
dope.
When you get like up to the top of the hill and you see
just
like
looking over at that sunset.
Yeah, you see all the fields like swaying in the wind, and everything looks really dusty. But
and at the end, that like showdown. And, like,
yeah, I'm digging the combat. Show. It looks like if you like time a counter, like it's proper like samurai sword combat, so you could kill people in one like good hit.
But, which they show off a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, they show that. They show that off a lot. And like in fights, all the like perfect counters are just like instant kills. But then if you just like sort of hack at a guy and like you're hitting armor, then it takes a little bit to kill him. That makes sense. And then they have like the samurai style like one offs.
That was cool.
And like the camera so cool. Like zooms in on like you slowly like putting your hand down towards your sword to flick it up, and then like there's that snap where they both like run and pull their swords out at each other, and then the boss fight starts.
I forgot. Cool. I like Japan.
That looks pretty cool. It could be pretty cool. Depends on what kind of game it is, because it might just be fucking GTA style, where like here's the big world, and then you go from like node to node and like talk to man gives you mission, you do mission.
Well, even then, if it looks as good as what we saw, I'm going to be pretty happy with it.
Yeah, but I don't. I've been into like open world games that like break that a little bit lately.
I'm liking this this whole like Red Dead Redemption duel kind of thing. Yeah, yeah, that sounds like it might be pretty fun.
They could do some cool stuff with that game. And Sony had a couple other cool things.
Run us through a list of what games came out, because the only thing I can remember is Control. The Last of Us,
okay.
Ghost of Tsushima,
Tomb for Two,
and
yeah, so like keeping it kind of structured. I'm just going to completely skip past EA because that show was a bummer. Sony started with Tulu.
Uh-huh.
That's we'll the talk Last about of Us Two.
We'll talk about
Tulu for Two.
Yeah, and like
which
James used to call it Tulu for You.
Yeah, the other game they spent like a really long time with was Spider-Man. Yeah. And then there was that the Ghosts game from Sucker Punch. The Feudal Japan thing was really cool. And then, yeah, there was Clone Babies? Heart Babies?
Oh, yeah,
babies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So many babies in that fucking game, dude.
Hideo Kojima's independent masterwork. What's the name of that game?
Death Stranding.
Death Stranding.
Yeah.
That game is going to be fucking special because I don't think Hideo Kojima has an editor anymore.
And they're gonna be like, I don't even think he knows what he's doing. He's like, no, I don't.
There's no one there to dial him back because he's not with like the big studio anymore. And I don't think he knows what this game is.
No, when I was like, they had a little bit of gameplay. Like even when it was just when you just see Daryl just like running through the field.
I think that's most of the game,
dude. I was just like, yo, this is just like a very serious journey.
Yeah, because I was gonna say this was like the gameplay reveal, right?
And if it's anything like Journey, like you're just running to the top of a mountain, yo, I'm down for that. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, it might be like that, except you got like spirit ladies,
yeah,
appearing.
I don't know. I don't know what you're fighting.
Invisible,
against.
The first trailer
they had like some fucking like Lovecraftian big fucking fuck things like just in the sky. And then there was, like, the smaller things that, like, they were invisible and they could tear you apart. Some guy'd rather, like, stab himself to death. And then, like, there's that little machine that, like...
It's, like...
That does, like this thing.
It's, like, flicking on and off.
It's just, like, really hungry. It's trying to eat.
Yeah, it's like a predator shoulder cannon, like, but it's a clapper.
I feel like everything that we've seen, like, each time, it's, like, a different...
No, I think
thing because like the last
one. No, it's just game. More. It's just more
it's
of that game.
More
if,
of the
you
same
know what?
Thing.
You know what? I was gonna say it feels like fucking what's that? Unfinished Swan, where it's like that game had different shit to it.
Oh, there were like five games in that game.
Yeah, I feel like this is gonna be like kind of like that because it's like
I'm pretty sure it's gonna be like one singular game.
Yeah, it seems pretty. It seems like it's pretty linear.
But most of what they showed before was probably like cinematic cutscene stuff.
Yeah, because it's like, where's Mads? Where's fucking?
And then most of this was just like straight up here. Here's what you're probably going to be doing for most of the game, like wandering through this big dead world because monsters. You probably have some kind of goal and rain monsters.
Yeah, rain monsters. Yeah. Like in the first one, I remember at the end, Daryl just, I forget his name. His name's Daryl.
Norman Reedus?
Yeah, there you go. He answers, he's like, the screen goes to black and then he's like, in the beginning, there was the Big Bang. And then, like, he's like,
I don't even remember this.
Something about like the next explosion. And I was like, okay, cool. So it's like an end of the world type of thing. Yeah, yeah. And then this one was just like, no, I just got to take this baby over.
It was like, in this one, like all the end of the world happened and now we're doing some other crazy shit.
And then like there's that girl that eats like a fetus at the end. Did you see that?
Dude, she ate like a worm or something?
I don't know. It looked like a little baby. Like,
yeah.
And then she, dude, like, right? I had like my headphones on when I was watching and I just hear like the, I was like, oh, God.
Stop! So apparently Norman Reedus's stomach baby might be a gameplay thing.
Yeah,
because like that little baby is like a young clone of you. So like,
what the? Wait, yeah. That's,
so like, if he dies, that's his second life.
That guy that was talking like, what did he say?
He's like, if you like, die, then like you could just come back. He's like, but the world around you will be like a crater or something.
Yeah, I was like, dude, that sounded cool when he said that. I was like, what's happening? Yeah. What are those like wisp type black rain monster things?
Yeah,
that's just, I was like, I don't know about this game at all.
And then there's that girl.
Scary as fuck.
Dude, there's just so many. I feel like they keep giving us like pieces of the puzzle, but they're fucking with us and giving us pieces of like different puzzles.
They're giving us like jigsaw pieces to like a lock puzzle or something. It's like, what the fuck?
I once spent like 2.5 hours just trying to tell the story of Metal Gear to Michael, and then it just turns out it wasn't like a single A to B story. It was just like, and then this happened, and then this happened, and then this happened.
And that was then, on air, right?
Yeah, and then
you should listen to it.
Two old men have a fist fight to the death on the top of a nuclear submarine while they remember all of their times together.
It's pretty cool. I mean, what he just said sounded cool. I don't remember any of it, but it sounded cool as well.
Yeah, but I don't know. Death Stranding is pretty high on my hype list.
It's
pretty low. It's second to last one. But it's pretty high, like, as far as things coming out. Yeah. That's pretty high.
For the listeners at home, Ricky's keeping the spirit
of the show
alive.
Oh, I have an actual hype list.
But he actually has, like, show notes.
I have an actual hype list. Well, which I'm pretty sure we're going to get through all these games later tonight.
Yeah.
Well, what's next on your list? We'll just go off your list. We'll just...
No, because I like the way Twitch is going, like, okay. by the conferences.
Cool. Yeah, so after Death Stranding, I think that game's going to be like a No Man's Sky, to be completely honest.
Death Stranding?
Yeah. Not like the way that the game is actually built, but like the game is going to come out and people are going to be like, this isn't the thing that you showed us, and they're going to be like, we didn't really show you anything. What the fuck do you want us... What do you want this thing to be? This is what it's always been.
Like, you're not even going to play as Norman Reedus.
You're going to play as Guillermo del Toro.
It's going to be Guillermo del Toro?
He's in one of
the trailers. Holy shit. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. I remember.
What the fuck is this
game?
Dude,
I don't know what the fuck that game is, but...
But I'm happy they're doing it.
It's because of that, like, that I'm so hyped for it, which, I don't know, like, yeah, like, Twitch is saying, like, now that you're saying this about No Man's Sky, I'm wondering if I should not be hyped for it, because... When it comes out and I'm disappointed as shit, I'm gonna beat the fuck out of
it. Because it's gonna come out, it's gonna be fucking special.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's gonna be good.
You guys see those posts of like Norman Reedus like taking pictures of Hideo Kojima like all the time?
Yeah.
I was like, man, they're having fun.
Whatever they're doing, they're having fun.
They're enjoying it.
They're drinking bubble tea and all that shit.
You know, my favorite interviews about Death Stranding.
My favorite interviews about Death Stranding are when they try and like ask Norman Reedus about the game and the script and like what it's like to work with Kojima, and his answer is like, I'm pretty sure he knows what he's doing, but I have no idea what's going on in that script, and I read the whole thing.
That's good stuff, man. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
What a creative guy that guy is.
Although, like,
oh yeah.
So I've come up with Metal Gear, and then this thing that's like
the final boss of Metal Gear Solid 2 is your clone and also the President of the United States and Dr. Octopus suit.
God damn. Anyway, continuing down this hype train.
Oh, man, they're making Resident Evil 2.
Oh, yeah, Remake 2. Retomake.
Retomake. That's the only right way to say it. That's not what it says when you read it, but that's how your brain better be saying it, is Retomake.
Retomake.
Yeah.
Real quick, just like in 5 minutes, tell me the story of Resident Evil 2.
Oh, fuck.
The story of Resident Evil 2?
Yeah, yeah.
Resident Evil 2 is fucking easy. So, yeah. Resident Evil 1 happens, and
it's in the mansion.
And Chris is unsuccessful. And so
Chris is bad at his job right now.
Yeah, so the zombie outbreak gets out, gets to the big city, and now...
Raccoon City.
Yeah, and so Raccoon City is infested with zombies.
At the same time, a young Leon Scott Kennedy has just begun his first day on the job.
Yeah,
that's the story.
The story is Leon Scott Kennedy, first day as a cop, shows up to work, zombies.
That's cool.
Dude, straight up worst case scenario. Like, if you look, he's really young. He's like a little dude. He's like 20 years old. He's like, oh, yeah, they gave me a gun to come. Holy shit, everyone's dead. I'm the new chief of police. Yeah.
I just got out of the academy.
It's so fucked in, like, day one, this is happening. It's uncontrolled. Like, most of Resident Evil 2 takes place in the Raccoon City Police Department.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Because, like, he's showing up for work. Also, for some reason, Claire Redfield is, like, traveling to town to see her brother or something, I guess.
Yeah. Never really understood that whole family thing.
Yeah, this is the first game that Claire's in. She's, like, young biker chick who, like, has no idea what's going on in the city, gets into a car accident, and then wakes up and finds out, oh, the car accident happened because zombies.
Wait, is Resident Evil 2 the one with Nemesis?
No,
that's 3.
That's 3.
The game is called Resident Evil 3 Nemesis.
That's right. I was
thinking about this, like, okay, people are super hyped for Retomake.
Yeah. Because
are they going to be?
No, 2 is the best one of the
original. The original 3?
I think 2 is the best of the original 3.
I feel like I'm...
Remake made one best one.
Holy shit, okay. Yeah. So, Retomake is going to be the best then still?
It could be, yeah, it could be, like, hands down the best one.
So, like, what if when they keep on this train of success, they're going to get to Nemesis and then to 4?
Well, the thing is, I don't know if they'd, like, ever go all the way for 3, because... supposedly a lot of 3 is in this game.
Oh shit.
Since they both take place in Raccoon City at, like, kind of the same time.
Cause in 3 you play as Jill, right?
I think 3 was Jill.
Yeah, cause I remember watching James play it. Right, James?
R.I.P.
Amazing. I remember watching James play it, and, like, dude, Nemesis sucked. Like, you would just walk into a different scene, and then fucking he was just there, and he's like, oh, stars.
That's what I was like, cause I
don't think Nemesis will be in the game.
He can be the cliffhanger. What? The stinger. Right there at the end.
Yeah.
Credits roll and Nemesis, you just hear stars. Not like that casually, of course.
Stars.
Hey, stars, everybody.
Yeah. That'd be cool. But, I mean, it took them... they've been working on this game for, like, fucking ever.
It looks like they're putting a lot of care to it.
No, this...
and it had, like, the same creepy logo that 7 had.
Yeah, no, like, so this, like, game... this game leaked a long time ago.
You really need to play Resident Evil 7.
That one they say is good, man.
They're using the Resident Evil 7 engine.
That's why.
Which is why it looks so good. Yeah. Yeah, Resident Evil 7 looks really good. But the thing is, like, Resident Evil 7 was first person, but...
I thought that was just an option. Only first person?
The game is only first person.
Oh, no, the VR shit was the option, right? That was, like, you can play it in VR?
You can play it in VR, yeah.
The whole game. I would never do that.
Yeah, the game was built in VR in mind, so, like, there's, like, stuff in there that makes it work. I want to play that game in VR one day. So, yeah, RE7 is all first person, but what they're doing for RE2 is they're trying to, like, more or less keep the game the same as it was before. So you have, like, story A with Leon, story B with Claire, and they're keeping it that way. So you can play, like, through the whole campaign with him and then the whole campaign with her, and then they'll have moments in the campaigns where they cross. But it'll never be like the way that the later games made it, where, like, you're just swapping back and forth between them, which is really cool. I like that Resident Evil 2 thing where they
once you start with Leon, you dedicate the rest of the game to Leon, and then you dedicate the rest of the game again to Claire, and like since she's in a different part of town, you get a completely different game out of that. And they're making it behind the back. Well, they've shown everything, like Resident Evil 4 style, Leon in the mansion, behind the back, which is like the perfect combination of things, because you have Leon in the fucking Raccoon City Police Department, and
but it's Resident Evil 4.
Yeah, but no it's one, Resident Evil 4. I don't think
no
4.
One thinks that's a bad idea.
Yeah, no one thinks that's a bad idea, and it looks fucking great. You see typewriters everywhere, so that's gonna be a thing. It's gonna be a real cool thing.
Yeah. Reach Remake is at the top of your hype list, I
think. Remake is
your hype list.
Well, Remake is probably at the top of my fair hype list.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to that one a little later. I feel like give the other room to breathe, because
and like it sounds good. They have like all the old Resident Evil sound effects. Like you pick up shit and you hear like the little chime with like that loud echo behind it.
Yeah.
Like for everything, that game sounds good.
You know what? My favorite thing about those when I was a little kid watching my brother play those, when the sound that their foot would make when they were walking or running. Yeah, I don't know why. I was like, that shit's
that's
cool.
Video games.
That's video games
right there.
Yeah.
I think what could be the secret coolest thing about Resident Evil 2 or Remake is it was rumored that you could also play the entire game
as a little
through the original fixed perspectives.
Little rat.
Damn.
So like you can play it like Remake with the set camera angles and tank controls. So if they let you be able to do both, then that's probably the perfect Resident Evil.
And then they'll announce later that like the VR experience for Remake is the little rat.
Want to play as a rat,
dude? That'd be so cool, dude. Like the zombies don't care about you. You're a rat.
Well, then what's the point of the game?
It's just like a visual experience. It's like your walking simulator.
Yeah, simulator. Yeah, you're in a Raccoon City simulator. Also, like at the end, they nuke.
I think I remember that much.
So that's like the whole point.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Cool.
Because I know you asked for like a 5-minute summary, and it's minute 33.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we're good though. It's just like
glad through the game too.
I hardly remember the second game.
I guess. 1, 2, and 3 all happen like in a really, really short time frame.
Yeah, that's a good
Star shows up at the mansion. They can't contain anything. It gets out into the city. At the end of the day, they nuke the city. So like 2 and 3 have to be happening like basically at the same time.
Okay, and then so that happens in 2. What happens in 3?
Three is Jill.
Okay, so 3 is just Jill's story then.
The whole point of 3 is like Leon's like rookie cop first day on the job. Claire has like no experience in like combat whatsoever, other than like she's Chris Redfield's little sister.
And then there's Jill, like a fucking badass.
Yeah, so the whole point of 3 is like, okay, now the professional Stars team is dealing with the situation.
Oh shit. Yeah.
And that's why they release Nemesis.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I like that.
And yeah, like I'm telling you, that was a really annoying part of like Resident Evil 3. Mm-hmm. It was like you're trying to get something done. Well, I mean, I say annoying because like it's counterproductive, but it's also the point of the game, right? It just like appears randomly. So you're just like, you walk into a place and then you're like, oh shit, I forgot to do something in that other place. So you walk back, and then when you come back to that same room, he's just there. Stars.
I like Nemesis. Yeah,
he's kind of random too.
Yeah.
So like if you play, that's where that game fucking got you, because you weren't used to it, like when you were younger playing video games, you play through Resident Evil 3, and then you finish the game, and then sometime later you play through RE3 again, you remember, oh, this is the part where Nemesis comes out, and he doesn't. And you're like, what the fuck? Nemesis come out?
There's a... Real quick, before we move on, there's a part, I forget which game, where you're like you're running down the hallway, and like one of the windows just shatters, and there's like fucking dogs outside. I remember my bro tried to scare me with that shit, and I was like,
one.
Surprisingly, I did it.
And 0.
But it was 4. I think it was in 3. So I remember he was playing,
I'm trying to remember when the dogs happen in 2. And if they jump through a window. I think you're outside.
I think
the one that's on a train.
That's 0.
Yeah. 0.
Yeah. Is the whole game on a train?
I think so. All I remember is that big ass spider that's just
the whole game's not in a train. Yeah, 0 is not all on a train.
So what a badass train that was on the train.
Yeah, I played Resident Evil Zero. No, I rented it at Blockbuster.
And then you kept it.
I've never played that game ever again.
Oh. I was like,
that saw that big ass spider. I was like, nope. Dad, return this shit right now, please.
Yeah.
Alright, RE2. Yeah. R2 Make.
R2 Make.
Is that coming out?
January
of next year.
29th, oh, man.
The beginning of 2019 is fucking nuts because
I don't have enough money for that.
Yeah, I guess every game was pushed out of 2018.
Yeah, for Red Dead, no?
Yep.
Yep, basically for Red Dead. The game industry made room for Red Dead. The only games coming out that are still coming out this year are the ones obligated, like fucking Battlefield and Call of Duty and Assassin's Creed.
Man.
And Fallout.
Well, yeah, Fallout's on
its own. It's
that's its own Fallout game. Kind of like makes room for itself also.
Yeah.
They're allowed.
All right, next up.
Yeah, I guess to wrap up Sony is... what did they really end on, actually? The Sony conference was weird because, like, it was only, like, 3 or 4, like, really big games that they talked about.
Yeah.
And then it kind of just ended.
Oh!
All right, so we talked about...
Yeah, there was Tulu for 2, sorry. Re2Make.
Yeah.
We talked about
Death Stranding.
Death Stranding, Ghost of Tsushima. We talked about Spider-Man.
Yeah.
A little bit. Oh, no, I was thinking of Spider-Man.
And then Control is pretty cool,
too. Control, yeah.
Yeah. But no, that was most of Sony. Like, Sony didn't show a lot. I guess they're banking pretty big on people being excited for the stuff that we know is
coming. Oh! Are we talking about Days Gone?
That wasn't shown at the show, was it? Like, at the main one?
But it's part of the Sony conference.
I mean, it's part of Sony. I didn't see anything of it.
Okay. Yeah, Sony is trying to pretend Days Gone doesn't exist anymore.
Really?
But, like, real quick.
It was...
It doesn't look like that bad.
It doesn't look that bad, but it's...
You know what they're trying to do with this game?
It's just that. It's just like, oh, okay, not bad.
They're treating it like a Vita. They're trying to just push it off to the side.
Yeah, they're just going to let it go.
Man.
If that game comes out in February, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Does it come out on that same day as like all those other games?
It says his name in Gallifreyan.
Oh, what'd you say? Don't like 500 games come out on February 22nd?
I don't remember. I know a lot of games come out in like the first 3 months of next year.
Yeah.
You want to take it away for the Tulu stuff? Because we didn't even talk about it.
Yeah.
I wanted to save it for the last because that's like the big...
For the last of us?
For the last of Sony stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I was at work and the only thing... As soon as 7 o'clock came along, I was like, I know they're going to start with The Last of Us. I was like, guys, I don't care if the store burns to the ground. Do not bother me. I need to watch this, okay? If I watch nothing else, I really want to watch this because I'm really, really invested in Tulu for 2. Only because I wanted to see if like they would show anything regarding Joel, and they didn't. And I'm really glad they didn't. Okay, they referenced him like one part, but they were really focusing on Ellie. So I think that's cool. Well, I mean, I know it's not as cool as we would have wanted.
I was going to say Joel's an old man, but he's not going to be that much older.
He's
felt like 10 years older.
He's like in his fucking 60s now.
I have to tell you something.
If at the beginning of Tulu for You, I'm just going to call it Tulu. I don't know why I keep calling it Tulu for You. Fuck you, Jimmy. He was like in his 30s. And then
the last of us,
yeah, when he asked Sarah.
I was like, you're like late 20s.
Okay, let's 30s. Say he's like 28. Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's still 20 years later.
48.
He's 48. He's pretty much 50. That game takes over like the course of a year.
So he's 51.
So he's like 50 by the end of The Last of Us. And then this one looks like it's about Sony said it's like a pretty big jump ahead. So like let's say
early 60s.
Let's say 8 years. Okay, let's say it's been 8 years because I think Ellie was what 14.
Okay, so Joel is now Bill.
Yeah, basically. Okay. So, like, I think Ellie was 14 in the first game.
Yeah.
Now she looks like she's maybe 20, 21, somewhere around there. It's like 7 years old. 7 years older, not 7 years old. She didn't regress or anything. And
she's super regressed.
She's the baby from Death Stranding.
Yeah.
And, so, yeah, like, the trailer, I thought it was cool. Like, it opens up, like, everything's trying to look normal and everything. You know, you get
Which is like, really?
You get a glimpse into, like, Ellie's now life or, like, they have like electricity and they can dance and shit and, you know, have music. Have,
without, they're like a, having a barbecue.
Yeah, without like the risk of clickers and runners coming out of nowhere.
Is there a single clicker in that game?
No, there was absolutely no infected shows.
It was all just
game.
People, right?
Yeah. They've only shown some runners or clickers in the first, like, the first little trailer they revealed.
Oh,
with
man,
like
you
the
know
different
what?
Survivors.
Well, we'll continue. I have some theories.
And so, yeah, then the gameplay they were showing. Whew. Oh, man, that game looks really pretty.
And what is Naughty Dog doing? Because that shit looks way prettier than Uncharted. And Uncharted looks amazing.
They're making better video games. That's what they're
yeah,
doing.
But it's like, dude, seriously, Uncharted looks fucking amazing.
Really good.
Yeah, I've seen you play it.
And, like, the lighting in that little forest area when that dude's getting his guts chopped out, which was awesome.
Yeah, so they're really focusing more on, like, the brutality of it. I mean, just starting the actual gameplay trailer with Ellie stabbing some dude in the neck.
Oh, yeah.
After, like, a
That was a really good step. Yeah. Like, she's finally macking some chick over there with, like, a really weird eyebrow. I just wanted to point out that
what, Ellie?
No, Ellie's girl. Like, she has, like, the one eyebrow, and it's, like, really weird in the middle.
Huh.
You look at her? You see her? She was ugly as shit. So then, yeah, like, before that, they just referenced Joel a little bit. They're like,
terrified.
Oh, your old man said not to go somewhere or something. Okay, whatever.
He gets real, like uppity or some shit when it's
yeah.
you.
And then it's just, like, cuts to her stabbing some dude in the neck.
And then gameplay happens.
The gameplay looks fucking cool. It looks like...
It also looks like The Last of Us.
It looks like a very good upgrade from what we originally had with The Last of Us. Because The Last of Us can get pretty brutal. Like, if all you were armed with was a brick... The way you were going to kill that guy was very fucking brutally.
But you know what I like about this is that, like, you can already tell the difference in her and Joel. Because Joel wouldn't be able to, like, fucking vault over shit the way that she's doing. Like, he would be slow about it.
Yeah, you're moving, like, pretty limber.
Yeah.
You're moving like a 20-something-year-old girl would, as opposed to this almost 60-year-old guy. Yeah. Who's just, like, been beaten up. Because, I mean, his day job, I guess, was, like, running jobs with Tess. So he had to have been beat up. Like, at the beginning of The Last of Us, he was hungover. So, you know, he's all fucked up already. Now you're moving as this 20-something-year-old girl. I really do hope there's a point in the game where you get to play as Joel. Just, you know, you can get it. Like, just because I'm really big on nostalgia.
It's just
Run in theory is the only section of the game you play as Joel will be the end of his life.
Nah, you know what? It's probably going to be just where it's like a...
I would be totally okay with that.
It's like a camp management where you're like, you're settling, like, oh, you're moving units here and this and that.
Like, now that I've seen Wolverine die on the big screen, I'm okay to see all my heroes die, you know? So if Joel's going to go right down, like, there's like that whole thing where, like, he's going to die, like, running to Ellie. And then when he gets to her, he's going to tell her the truth of what happened at the end of The Last of Us.
That they tried to kill her.
Yeah, where he killed a fucking Blackie.
Marlene.
What's her name? There you go, Marlene. Edit the part where I said Blackie. And that one too. And then
you probably should.
and then you die. And then Ellie gets all pissed. So
I was thinking that it'd be like something to do with that girl that Ellie's with. At this point it could be either or.
Nah. It's just some chick. Mm-hmm. It's just some chick.
Yeah, I think the whole point of that is to show that Ellie's got some like normal life stuff going on.
Okay.
And that the game is going to try and, like, balance between the two, and that'll probably be important.
Yeah, because in that gameplay part, they were calling her the wolf and shit. They were talking about her, right? They're like, oh, the wolf's here or some shit like that. And, like, she's
I don't remember
killing,
that.
Yeah,
I didn't rewatch it.
They mentioned, they like, oh, the wolf's loose or some shit. Well, they don't say that, obviously.
But
I feel like she's, like, very, like, they know who she is and stuff because, like, oh shit, she's the one that's immune to all this.
But, like,
and
real
she's
quick,
super fucking violent.
Real quick, like, the thing that I really liked about the gameplay is how, like, interactive you're going to be able to be with the environment. Like, even more
a
so
lot,
than.
Yeah.
I mean, even more so than, like, just picking up a bottle that you find and throwing it at some guy's face, which you can still do. I did see that. That's pretty cool.
But she's, like, running and
yeah,
she
like,
picked it up
you,
as she's.
No, like, you're running under a car, you can hide there. You can squeeze through, like, the bookshelves.
Which is cool.
Yeah,
like, cool.
You know, it'll help keep the combat more
tense.
Interesting, more tense, yeah. You can use enemies' weapons against them temporarily, though. It's only just, like, for a little bit. You can't keep their weapons.
Oh, yeah, you can, like, Gears of War style, like, meat shield somebody.
Yeah, yeah, you can do that, too. Like, even how interactive it is to heal now. Like, before, Joel would just, like, wrap his arm. The same fucking arm. He just always kept getting shot in that arm. But, like, You know that scene where Ellie pulls out an arrow from her shoulder?
Yeah.
Like, that's actually how you're going to heal now.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. You're know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of, like, Far Cry.
When you're out of med kits and you're just, like, pulling shrapnel out of your arm and shit. Yeah.
Breaking your arm or something. Yeah. Yeah.
You got to pull that same bullet out.
Yeah. Man, so, they just keep hitting that one spot.
That's like Joel again. Yeah. So, but I don't know. I think The Last of Us is going to be a really, really good improvement over the last one, which was still really good. I know Twitch isn't all that excited because it's still just The Last of Us. And because I know he was really excited to see The Last of Us game with not Joel and Ellie.
Because
he wanted the okay to be the end of The Last of Us for Joel mm-hmm. and Ellie.
Yeah, because that's what I had been saying too. Like, I was talking to another friend of ours where it was like, I wish it was somewhere different, like some other part of the world. It could be after those 20 years or within those 20 years or whatever. Like, imagine, I said this before, like, imagine somewhere like in China where the population's more heavy and you would be like, not like physically.
I'd like to see,
or like somewhere like,
yeah, I either want to see the game where like the infection is like way, way worse mm-hmm. or nowhere near as bad.
Well, because this game looks like the infection isn't as bad anymore. It feels like if you run into clickers, they're the ones that have just grown.
Yeah, it doesn't seem.
And they're far worse.
I gotta imagine there might not be that many more runners in this game. Because, mm-hmm. you know, the runners were like very recently infected. The clickers were like, you've been infected for a while, so the fungus starts like taking over your head and shit. And then there's like the bloaters.
That have been for a lot longer.
I am pretty excited to see what new evolutions or enemies may have come from that.
They can do some really cool stuff. It's been far enough along that like they could work it and say, well, we could have entire generations of people that are like being born infected.
Yeah.
At this point,
if they could get like really detailed with it, that'd be really cool.
Like born infected.
Yeah. Like, what does a second generation clicker look like?
Oh. Yeah. Wait, but what? My head's like, the clickers are banging out?
Plants, but like, eventually, like, you see them in the first game, like, they eventually just, like, fall and decay and let the fungus grow.
Oh, okay, I get you.
So, like, what is something that grows
I just sounded really dumb to
you. Yeah, like, imagine you're just, like, running through this broken building and then you just hear, like,
oh,
and
dude,
you just
don't
shit yourself.
Like, something
that's it.
That's just, like, it's just sentient fungus.
Yeah, it's like in Resident Evil 4 when like you get to the castle and there's those dudes that like have that thing that come out the top of their head, that have the plagas that come out the top, and then it like detaches.
The scorpion people?
Yeah, there you go.
They fly around and shit, those two?
No, there's no Resident Evil 5, I think.
Fuck. I think you're talking about bat scorpion in Resident Evil 5.
Yeah.
No, not the big one.
In Resident Evil 4, it looks like a face hugger that comes out of the top of his head.
Yeah, I remember.
But then when you kill him, he just like crawls on, like around the floor. Oh. So like one of those would be really cool, something like that.
You saw the concept art for some of like for Last of Us, the first one, where like some of the animals were infected.
Yeah, I have.
Where like the fucking elephant or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Imagine if they do something like that.
Well, I mean, yeah, that would be cool. But I mean, it wouldn't make sense as to why we didn't see it in the first game. Because if it took 20 years for like people to turn into clickers, mm-hmm. and then now you're suddenly starting to see like all these infected animals.
Continuity would be fucking intricate.
I mean, infected animals would be pretty cool, but then I feel like we'd be in Days Gone. Because then you have infected bears and infected all this stuff.
Oh, okay, I get you. Yeah.
Like, I think it's really cool that like the...
We don't want to bury
whatever,
the game.
Whatever infection it was, like it jumped to people. And that's it. Like, you know, just the people get infected.
Bunch of Zambinos.
Yeah. So, anyway, Tulu for 2 is definitely at the top of my hype list.
Dude, that, like, machete kill, like, he just hit, like, right in the face. That was cool.
That it looked like a heavy enemy that she was fighting at that point.
No, like, the last one?
Yeah, the one that had, like, the pickaxe.
That was cool.
That looks like... Because I think people in the game were just, like, people. Like, there was no, like... different classes of enemies.
They weren't like super fast or like
the big heavy guy.
Yeah, yeah.
There was no archers. It was just like dudes with guns it was pretty much just dudes with guns. Everyone always seemed to have the advantage.
Yeah, it's more diverse too because I don't... Whoops.
Oh, yeah, that's fun, Michael. Thank you.
I almost knocked over teams. Not to be like...
I mean, at a certain point, like, you gotta run out of bullets, like, right?
Yeah. But I mean, they can make them. They do in The Walk Dead. In The Walk Dead, then the bullets are...
Do they really justify that? That, like, they're so reliant on murdering each other that they make their own bullets?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, they're at a war with Negan at that point. But anyway, yeah, we're getting off topic.
Different. It's different.
Although there is a point later in the cast where we're going to have to talk about OTWD.
Yeah, the Oddwood.
The Oddwood. Yeah. There you go.
Let's. What's the next one you want to get to?
It's going to run through the Microsoft game announcements because
I think James is the only one who used to play the Microsoft games.
All right, man. The thing. I think the Microsoft show was my favorite because they showed like fucking 100 games.
Yeah,
and not a lot of them are like not exclusive. Like they, for some reason, everyone let Microsoft announce their shit. So like they started with Halo Infinite, which is not called Halo 6, and that's actually kind of exciting.
Yeah,
I feel like,
and I'm pretty sure that's not an Xbox One game. That's probably like a next box game.
I saw that trailer. I did see that, and I was like, "Why am I getting feels for this? I don't even know these games."
Because you're the fucking Master Chief, and
like the,
they tease the idea of big open battlefield, and you're on the Halo, and that's the best part of Halo.
Yeah, because Halo Infinite is supposed to be like Halo 6, right? It's 100% Halo 6.
It's supposed to be Halo 6, but that whole thing with like the stinger at the end being the Master Chief putting on his helmet and putting the thing into the back of his head makes no sense. Because the whole plot of like the second trilogy has been, hey, Cortana is super fucked and she's probably going to start a war against people. So why would the Master Chief be like, I'm fighting for people. Come here, Cortana.
Maybe it's new Cortana.
Yeah.
Cortuana.
Cortuna.
She's on.
Cortuna.
Cortuna.
Delicious fish chip.
And then, like, Microsoft ran through their normal Microsoft stuff. So, like, Forza was the fucking only racing game coming out this year, I guess. And
well, yeah. Can't follow Paradise.
True, you can't. It's Burnout Paradise, I guess, is game of the year. Preemptively. And then like they ran through some really cool stuff. They showed off Tunic the first time at E3, which is like this little indie game that's a lot like a Zelda game.
You're gonna have to talk to me about all this because I didn't see anything.
Yeah, other games, I only saw the Gears thing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and the Gears stuff.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna get to that. So I'm really excited for Tunic because it's a game that I've seen for like ever. I think Tunic has been shown at every PAX I've been to. And I've been to, like, every PAX South. So, like, that team of, like, fucking four people has been working on that game for a really long time. So it was really cool to see that game, like, oh, hey, this game is almost done. And, hey, look, Microsoft is putting this game in front of a lot of people so they could all get excited about it. And it's basically, like, it looks like a game that's a lot like A Link to the Past. So, like, old school 2D Zelda, but, like, it's fully 3D, but everything staying in that isometric world. It looks like a cool old school Zelda game. But then Microsoft got fucking weird with their Gears of War stuff, because they start off the Gears of War segment with the logo in front of a brick wall, as Gears of War does. And then Funko Pop Marcus Fenix busts through that brick wall, and then they get out and say, I don't even know what the fuck that game is called. Gears Funko Pop? Coming soon? So, that's a thing that's happening.
Yeah. Funko Pop Gears.
And then they showed some of Gears 5, which is a sequel to Gears 4.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't play Gears 4. I've always meant to, but that would imply that I have to buy a fucking Xbox One. And those things are not getting any cheaper, so
I thought the
Xbox, you can get an Xbox One S for like $199.
Yeah, like I said, not getting any cheaper. Nah, I don't know. I want to get one before all these games start coming out, and I really only want to get an Xbox One so that I can play State of Decay 2.
Yeah, because you liked the first one, no?
The first one for about like 2 hours one time that we had it at the apartment.
Yeah, State of Decay is really good,
and it was
State
a really good game.
State of Decay 2 is supposed to be just a better game. And what's crazy is Microsoft announced that they like bought Undead Labs. So State of Decay is a first party game now. So that's not leaving the Xbox.
No, it's not. So in order for me to play, like, I think one of the only games to do like open world zombies pretty good.
Oh, hold up. Anyways, sorry about that.
We didn't have to apologize.
I know. It's okay.
They don't know.
Continuity does not matter.
content.
Yeah. Content nuity does not matter.
Content nuity.
Yeah.
Content-nuity.
No, so like working through Gears, Gears 5, I sequeled to Gears 4, and that was supposed to be good. I don't know. I didn't play it. I don't have an Xbox One.
Same.
But they showed Gears Tactics, which is a Gears XCOM game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not see it.
And that's not Xbox exclusive. Like, that, when they showed that game, it was being played with a mouse and keyboard, so that game's at least coming out on PC also.
Yeah.
It'd be weird that shit came out on PS4.
I really don't think so.
Yeah, that game's never coming out on PS4.
It'd be cool if it did, though.
I want more games like that to come out, because fucking XCOM is very good.
I've been meaning to get XCOM 2 also, but fucking Far Cry 5 was taking all my time.
Yeah.
State of Decay.
Yeah, the State of Decay got shown off. Well, it got shown off only so that they can say that State of Decay and Undead Labs are now first-party Microsoft.
Yeah.
The same that they said that
it's a half to
the Forza Horizon team is now first-party Microsoft. I didn't know that it wasn't.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, because Forza games only come out on Xbox.
And then fucking Microsoft with the big bangers got to show Devil May Cry 5.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which is a deliberate sequel to the last Devil May Cry game to ever come out, Devil May Cry 4.
That DMC one doesn't count.
We don't talk about DMC.
It doesn't. I mean, supposedly the port made it better.
I was going to say, yeah, that shit got re-released.
Yeah. Like, it got re-released and, like, major changes were done to the engine so that it, like, it responded and it was as fast as the original games. But yeah, Devil May Cry 5, you're Nero. You got the arm, which I'm guessing at some point his like demon arm from DMC4 that you used to like grab people and push people away, which was a super cool mechanic. You just push a button and it was an instant grapple. He still got that, but it's a robot arm now. So I'm guessing at some point he just like
fell off.
He got it chopped off and had it replaced with a cybernetic demon arm.
Yeah, just fell right off.
So now he can do cool stuff, like it'll still work like a fucking grappling arm, but you can do punches that will like explode into a little area of like
he's got blast
an EMP charge, yeah. And he's still got his, I don't even know what to call that fucking sword. But in Devil May Cry 4, Nero's sword could be revved like a motorcycle. And it was a mechanic that worked so you could like rev the right trigger a bunch of times and it'll make the next hit out of the sword like way stronger. But if you're mid combo and you're timing the revving with like a hit, it would instantly max out the charge in the sword for the next attack. And if it's the same kind of shit, then it's gonna work the same in 5, and that's fucking cool because no other game has like done something crazy like that where you don't have to figure out how that sword really works. But if you do, you're like super involved with the controller the whole time. And they didn't announce it, but like everything leaked out of this year's E3, so we know that Nero, Virgil, and Dante are all going to be playable. And Dante looks like a fucking crazy old, like, Dante looks like a homeless rapist.
Oh, fuck. Oh my gosh, dude.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Devil May Cry 5 Dante looks fucking crazy. And it looks like they're getting away from all the changes that they tried to make in DMC. Like, the game looks fast and snappy. It looks like combat pulls out to give you, like, a good view of things in the same way that, like, Devil May Cry and Bayonetta do. It looks faster. It looks mechanical. And not like they're trying to, like, smooth out all the edges and put all of this, like...
all this butter on the toast.
All this, yeah... My least favorite part of combat is when, like, they sacrifice snappiness for, like, really fluid animations. Fucking hate that. That's the reason why I hated Assassin's Creed for so long. And
I hate that I played a bad Assassin's Creed game.
Which one?
3.
Oh, yeah, 3 is pretty bad.
3 is bad? Yeah. That was the one in the...
Yeah,
that was the one in America.
That was when you were a Jimmy.
Yeah.
But not a black dude. Like, James. James was an Indian.
But yeah, in terms of like hype, I'd say like pretty hype for Devil May Cry 5. Right above that's gonna be RE2 make, and like that's my so far like press conference hype list. And then moving on, like Microsoft just had a bunch of crazy shit to show.
Hey, there's a new Battletoads game coming out.
No, you shut your fucking mouth. Just skip that part of the fucking show, guys.
There's a new Battletoads game coming out.
Oh, my heart started racing like really fast.
Also, Kingdom Hearts is so apparently
coming
out.
No, no, no.
Hey, Kingdom Hearts is coming out.
You will not talk about that. Okay, wait, is this Dante? Is he this guy fighting on the bus?
Well, no, that's Nero.
Oh, yeah. He's looked too young.
Yeah. No, no, Dante's the
star. Oh, yeah, there's the arm. Yeah, Jesus.
It looks pretty.
Anyway, guys, let's not talk about Kingdom Hearts and how it's never going to come out. Michael, you want to know why I don't think that game's ever going to come out?
Yeah.
Because I've been waiting for that game since I was like two, okay? So, suddenly, oh, look at all this fucking gameplay and all this shit that, like, look at all these millions of dollars we're spending on these trailers. It's never coming out, okay? There's no way that a game that looks the way that looks is ever going to come out. Because,
like, good. You think it, like...
Dude, it looks fucking great.
Yeah, okay.
I remember I
you're doing things gonna come out, but in a positive
No, it's way. Never coming out. I finished Kingdom Hearts 1 and then like I was like, okay, cool, that was really fun. And then Kingdom Hearts 2 came out. I remember like I that was the first game I was ever like so excited for. I made my mom like drive me to GameStop and I got there and I was like, can I please have Kingdom Hearts 2? And they're like, dude, kid, like, get off
away from
me.
The counter.
Get off the counter. Kid, let me get the game for you. So then, like, I got the game, I played it, never passed it, because holy shit, that game got, like, really hard. I remember I was, like, really young. And then, like, I have the remixes, which is, like, what they call the remix. But, like, I still haven't passed Kingdom Hearts 2.
I never even got past the part with Roxas in the second one, and I hadn't played the first one.
Dude, that first part of, like, Kingdom Hearts 2 is, like, the worst part of any video game. And then, like, suddenly Kingdom Hearts 3 is coming out, and they have fucking Toy Story. They have Ratatouille. They got, like... the Keyblade. Like, how fucking cool that Keyblade is. And, like, just...
they got Mickey's head, like, floating out of Satan's asshole talking to some dude in a robe.
Dude, it's so good. There's so many good things about everything they've shown that I've just... That it's never going to come out. And plus, they like pussyfooted way too long. Like they were telling me for they were not me right. They were like telling they weren't calling me every day, but they were like telling they were releasing each other. They were like, oh yeah, look, we've confirmed Toy Story 3 and like this. And I was like, okay, that's great. But like, are you guys ever going to release this game for like years?
Because like, you're working on it.
Because like they announced there was like that one like the very first thing I remember is you're Sora, you're in Twilight Town, and you're like fighting a swarm of flying Heartless.
I think I've ever seen
and that. He's just like doing combos and like kind of gliding away on like a skateboard, I think, or something. And I was like, if that's the game, I really want to play it, but it's never going to come out.
And this was like how long ago was this?
This was like 2 years ago, I think.
No, this was longer.
Yeah, than that. It was longer.
Kingdom Hearts 3 was first like shown with that trailer. I think the same day, the same press conference that like. Final Fantasy 15 was announced as Final Fantasy 15.
A long fucking time ago, yeah. Michael, okay? And then since then, it's like they were quiet for like a year. And then right when you just forget about it, they were just like, oh, hey guys, look. And then you're like, dude, why you gotta fuck with me like that? Why can't you just release anything?
You know what's fucking weird? That same trailer played at like three different press conferences.
What,
The Kingdom Hearts?
The Sora one?
No, that... The,
wait,
like,
this
new? Yeah, this like new... That new Kingdom Hearts trailer... It played at like every single press conference.
But wasn't it different?
No, it was the same one. It was the same one at every one. And it was weird every time.
There's one where, I saw the one where like it's like
the one that starts with the Frozen segment. Like that trailer, they played that trailer like at three different
shows. I didn't even watch it. I'm just so convinced that game's never coming out that I haven't seen anything. I saw like the I saw the timetable for when it was gonna be shown and like the not gonna watch that. There's no point. I'm gonna work or something. Or sleep, because it's a waste of time. So, guys, Kingdom Hearts 3 confirmed. It's never coming out.
Yeah, it's coming out next year.
Apparently.
It's coming out soon. And then, like, they showed some other cool stuff that I'm excited about. The Just Cause 4 is a video game, and that's all I need to know.
Oh, yeah. I was pretty sure you were going to be excited for that.
There's weather stuff in the game now, so tornadoes could just happen.
Did you ever play Just Cause?
No. I had the third one on the list, but I haven't played.
I've only ever seen him play it.
That game's pretty good for open world bullshit. It was, in fact, the game was built for open world bullshit. That they doubled down on that in the trailer. There's legitimately a shot in that trailer where they're showing off like all of the like gear that you can get, And so you're putting like those fucking military extraction balloons on, like all over this Humvee, like those kinds of like they slowly lift stuff up so
Metal Gear
like
style.
The plane can catch it and take it away, Metal Gear style. So he puts a whole bunch of those on like a Hummer, so it starts to float up in the air, and then he starts to slap like a couple of these little rocket packs to the back of the Hummer. So now it's in the air and like rocket propelled into the sky, and then you just rise it into a tornado.
Open world bullshit. It's pretty good at it, yeah.
And I'm excited for Battlefield 5. Especially
that shit looks crazy.
That shit looks fucking cool.
That's still the best thing that's ever happened. It just complete spin, just the same as World War II. Yeah. We should probably.
It's good thing is Battlefield 5 isn't called like Battlefield World War II, because that would be dumb.
Yeah,
especially because I think so. The first Battlefield was they started with Battlefield 1942, and then Battlefield 2.
And then they jump to...
And then there are some other games.
The Bad Company games?
Yeah, Bad Company.
Bad Company 1 and 2. No, it was Bad Company 1 and then it was Battlefield 3.
No, it was Bad Company 1 and then Battlefield 1943.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
And then Bad Company 2.
And then 3.
And then 4.
Where's 3?
There was never a 3.
And then 4, and then 1.
And then 1.
And then 1.
And then now 5.
Yeah.
And DICE, what the fuck are they
They're
doing?
They're on top of their numbers.
What do you guys think about this Battle Royale shit? Because speaking of Battlefield 5,
yeah,
that's getting one.
It makes total fucking sense in Battlefield because that game has had
like, that type of that, shit already. Though.
Yeah, that game's had like 64 player servers since like 2001.
Yeah, so like you would think that like Battlefield's been doing that. It's like okay,
I mean, legit, there have probably been like private like modded servers doing it since like then.
So real quick, so like Black Ops 4 is coming out and it's like their Battle Royale mode is going to be like it's like
and they're not saying anything about how many players in a match though, so it's either gonna be big broken battle royale or like
for
hey, you guys remember MAG?
Call of Duty,
dude, MAG, massive action game, right?
That's the one, right?
Yes,
the G stiffer game.
Massive action game. You play as Jean-Claude Van Damme. Oh, fuck.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
So Jean-Claude Van Mag.
So, like, back to the point I was going to tell you guys. Black Ops is going to have... Woo. They were, like, real, like, big swinging dick at their reveal. Were like, oh, it's going to have Lancey and air combat. For this blackout mode, and I was like, "But Battlefield's had that on just a regular match.
Yeah.
Like you can play just like a Warzone type shit in that game, and it has all that stuff already. So it's like,
yeah,
whatever though, because it's gonna be Black Ops.
Like Call of Duty is a different kind of game.
Yes, yeah. Oh, for sure.
Call of Duty's never been about the fucking team. So
It's always been about getting as many words on your screen as possible.
I was thinking about that, and we've talked about this before. I was like, why is it? Call of Duty World War II. Why is it Call of Duty Black Ops 4? Why is it just like the subtitles just become the titles? Battlefield 5. No subtitle. Battlefield 1. They could have just called that game 1.
Just 1. One.
Just 1.
Which World War?
1.
Battlefield the War.
The War. Battlefield War. That's it.
The War.
The Great War.
So yeah, Battlefield 5. Super crazy bananas.
They were showing off some of the new multiplayer mode. There's totally a new multiplayer mode in there where It's kind of like that mode in Rome where...
Oh, fuck. Hold on. God damn. I'm good.
Where, like, the game starts with both teams on, like, opposing sides of the map, and, like, attackers and defenders, and as you, like,
with
capture...
Operations?
Yeah, like, you capture the base, and then it extends the map to the next segment and so forth. There's apparently a mode in 5 where it's kind of the same thing, except, like, the map is, like, I guess the first segment of the map is established as, like, one team's base, and the second team is, like, the entire team, like, drops
100
out of a plane.
Pair of sailors.
No, basically, like,
That's awesome.
Yeah, they, like, airdrop into the map, and the whole point of the beginning segment is to, like, take up as much forward territory as you can, and so the next round, like, that's where the line starts.
Okay, so it's like either repel them, or they attack you, yeah. Or, like, they conquer you?
Yeah, so...
Conquest, that's what
dude, that's, like, he's talking about, that's, like, an improvement on what we were playing back in
one. But, like, Conquest and... What's the other one? Like the base, like the point capture, like all that stuff's still in there, but yeah. They've got like other modes going on now too. And they're bringing back like Bad Company destruction of shit, which is really cool.
Oh, yeah.
I miss that. I miss being able to just level an entire house because you can.
Yeah.
And not just like the staircase that you're trying to get up.
Yeah, no, like they're really upfront about just, hey, if a tank comes through that house is probably not going to make it.
Yeah, because in some of the trailers, that's happening.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my god, get out of here.
And, like, in, like, a Red Faction-style way, too, where, like, it's fucking, like, brick by brick is falling apart, and, like, the wall fell out where it was shot, because I think it's 4 and Battlefield 1, they were starting to get kind of bad about the destruction, where, like, the buildings would, you would know the way that it would come apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Battlefield 1 was bad about that.
Yeah, I made that joke with him, like, the fucking staircase would blow up, and, oh, okay. I guess I can't go up to that part. Yeah. Or I can't get down, so.
But then they were also talking about how... But they're now also talking about how, like, shit can get blown up, but, like, you could also, like, fortify buildings, too. So, like, if a wall gets blown out, you could probably, like, zombie-style, like, board it back up if you want that
whole
wall back.
Square.
Yeah.
And then, like, the board just...
Man, I'm fucking excited for a new Battlefield game.
One is like really fun.
Yeah. And I'm trying to think of other shit. I'll just talk about the one game I'm the most excited about. It hasn't even been shown at E3. At any press conference. It was just announced before E3 and then like, hey, this game is playable there. And it's fucking Tetris Effect.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Tetris Effect is Tetris made by...
Luminous.
Yeah. Made by the dude who brought you Luminous in Rez in Child of Eden. And it's exactly what you're imagining what that man is trying to make Tetris into. So I'm pretty sure it has, like, the Luminous thing of, like, you're encouraged to, like, drop blocks to the beat. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's a mode where, like, lines clear to the beat. The game looks fucking amazing. And you can play the whole thing in VR. So just fucking...
The fuck?
Yeah, just put that game in the base of my neck.
I was watching that trailer where it's like talking about, oh, the scientists did all this shit, and I was like starting to tear up. I'm like, why am I... What the fuck?
Yeah.
Why am I feeling like this? I
they made a trailer that gave you feelings about Tetris.
Or like, it was talking about...
Thomas,
like,
was alone, basically?
Dude. It was talking about like patients that...
Did you ever,
like,
play Thomas Was Alone?
Yeah. That game's fucking dope.
That game's
dope. Let's talk about, like, patients that, like, have, what is it, like, memory loss or something? But, like, we're remembering the game. And I was like, this is so beautiful. I cried also with the Microsoft, like, that
I cried
adaptive
with
controller. I haven't seen it. I don't want to see it.
I cried with Coco.
Cried with Coco?
Yeah.
I can't even think about the point in that movie where, like, someone would cry.
There's the point where, like, Grandma Coco doesn't remember anything and she started to forget her dad. And then, like, little Miguel comes and he, like, plays... Oh, you haven't seen it!
Don't do this to me. I haven't seen it.
That's okay.
I cried.
The dog dies.
I was about to say there is no dog, but there totally is a dog.
And he dies. All right, we'll just skip that.
So, anyway, Tetris Effect.
Yeah, I'm fucking psyched for Tetris Effect. I'm not even sure when that game comes out, but... It's the one game that's not out yet that I'm the most excited for. Also pretty hyped for that new Assassin's Creed game. That looks fucking good. And just to, like, test the waters, I played some of Assassin's Creed Origins. and
you're sucked into it.
Origins is really cool because up until that game, it takes you like 5 seconds to be reacclimated to an Assassin's Creed game because like you push the buttons, you know exactly how that game fucking works. And like they completely it feels like they threw the engine in the trash, and with Origins they made a completely new game. It feels more like The Witcher, or actually kind of like God of War, like new one, like that combat layout. That's kind of the way combat worked in Origins, like big super open world, which is cool, but it handles differently for sure, and it's more of an RPG. It's a Origins made Assassin's Creed a loot game. And then Odyssey, the new one, is set in Greek, and that game looks fucking pretty.
I was going to say, it looks pretty as fuck.
Yeah.
Michael, real quick side note here, guys, but I wanted to play the new God of War game. Really? Do I need to play the other games?
No.
It's really good. No. Really? I don't need to play the other games to understand what the fuck's going on?
The moral of the story is that everything was his fault.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's weird because it's like, if I were to tell you that it has a story as good for you as The Last of Us, I don't know if you'd believe me.
I probably wouldn't.
You see what I mean?
I still want to play it. I've been seeing like clips of that game on like Facebook, like just like some of the gaming sites that I follow. They share videos of it.
But I just decided to like watch through most of the game because as soon as I found out how long the game was, I knew that I was gonna trail off before finishing it.
How long?
But that's the thing. It's like a good 10 plus hours if you're playing through it, because it's pretty hard.
That's not that bad.
It's hard, though. There's parts where it's really, really fucked up.
Like, oh, there's a new Battletoads game coming out.
Is it going to be as hard as the first one, or are they going to pussy out?
They're probably going to pussy out.
They're totally going to pussy out.
No, but yeah.
Because that old game was hard because it was broken.
Yeah, and everyone... I think more people are... I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of people bandwagoning on Battletoads.
Yeah. Also, another E3 thing. What the fuck is Beyond Good and Evil 2?
I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either.
Okay. So, does anyone remember Beyond Good and Evil 1?
No. Nope.
Okay. It's it's a really cool, like, PS2 original Xbox era game of, like, kind of like a sci-fi Zelda. Like, not old school Zelda, but like Ocarina of Time Zelda. Where, like, you were in, like, Future City, and there were like puzzle dungeons, and there was combat, and it was a pretty straightforward action game set in sci-fi world. This new game looks like No Man's Sky.
Hey, man, real quick,
my yawn was interrupted.
Real quick, Pin, when does that new update for No Man's Sky come out?
In a couple weeks, right, I think. Cool. Yeah.
Also, you can finally play online.
Yeah, you could actually play online. Yeah. People know.
Yeah, they said there was going to be online, guys. I just didn't say when.
Hey, man, No Man's Sky is so cool.
They said that game was going to be multiplayer. They just didn't say right away, you know.
They got there.
I love No Man's Sky.
Beyond Good and Evil 2 is such a weird game that Joseph Gordon-Levitt was on stage talking about how we could help finish it.
The fuck?
Joseph Gordy Levi's. Young Bruce Willis in that one movie.
Looper.
There you go.
Joseph Gordon.
Joseph Corbin.
Yeah. What is he doing?
No, Corbin is the guy. Yeah. The Fifth Element.
Apparently, he's got a production company, and he's like, "Hey,
Joseph Gordon-Levitt has a production company."
Yeah, he has. He's a director and shit.
A director and shit.
Yeah. No, he got up there and he was talking about, "Hey, we have this program, and we're collaborating with Sony, with Ubisoft for Beyond Good and Evil 2." So that if you have any kind of creative works that you want to submit to make it into the game, like they're gonna be curated and it can make it into the game. So if you want to submit, you could submit like, I think, songs for the in-game radio station. You could submit like art to be put up as like banners and company logos and graffiti all over the world. They're just like, cool. Hey, put your shit in.
Let's design a show no show logo and then put it in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. do this Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Joseph Corbin.
Joseph Corbin.
Multipass.
Come on, Robin. This is calling you out, Robin.
All right, cool.
But there have been some other like really cool things coming out of E3.
Well, while you think of those, let me just talk about The Walking Dead Survival Instinct 2, also known as Otwa. What was it? Otwa.
Otwood.
I was like, you nailed it. Like, a little bit before
Otwood.
The show started.
Otwood. Overkill's Otwood. The Walking Dead.
Oddworld.
Oddworld. The Walking Dead. The Walking Dead. The new Walking Dead game is coming out sometime. It's next year, too. And I'm pretty excited about it, only because I played through The Walking Dead Survival Instinct, and that game was such horseshit that I'd rather just not talk about how much horseshit that game was. But, I mean, it looks like a really pretty first-person shooter with zombies. That's really it. I mean, Overkill, they did the Payday, right?
Oh, that's them?
I'm
pretty sure Overkill was Payday. And I'm pretty sure I remember watching James playing Payday.
People fucking love Payday, dude.
And I'm just really excited for somebody to, like, take a Walking Dead game seriously. I mean,
that is a Telltale.
Telltale took it really seriously, but I mean, theirs is like really like story, not so much like action and like gameplay.
Yeah, I get you.
Because Activision tried to do a thing, and they should stop making video games.
To be fair, they didn't actually try to do a thing.
Yeah, they really did it. They took all the things we thought we would love, because it's what we love from the show, and they tried putting in a game.
No, and then they took pictures of those things and put those pictures in the game.
Did you watch me when I streamed that whole game?
No, you streamed the whole thing?
I played the whole game in one sitting. I think the only one who watched it with me like the whole time was Christina. She just watched me play that game from beginning to end, because Twitch and Gigi were there.
And then we left to the movies.
And then they left to the movies. They were gone for like a couple hours, and when they came back, they finished watching me play it. And I was like, Jesus, you guys were gone? I'm almost done with this thing, but fuck. I still have it.
Yeah.
It's like, you want to know how that game was designed?
I played it again, actually, recently. Well, like, a couple months ago. And it's still really bad. And, like, you get a totally different ending, kind of. Like, well, like, most of the missions I went through were different. But it's just not worth it.
The design doc for that game might as well have been somebody writing on a whiteboard the word design, taking a picture of that whiteboard, and then submitting it to the designers. And saying, this is game. Make game.
Check it out.
But Overkill looks like they're focusing a lot on all the right things. Like, they have... I think it's going to be like a four-way co-op. Because so far they've released...
I've seen that there's a bunch of trailers.
Four different characters.
What if they just vignettes in like Battlefield 1?
What?
What if they're just like little stories for each
character? I'm pretty sure they confirmed that those are playable characters. Oh, yeah. Because you have like the nurse. You have the old guy. You have that new chick, and then you have another one that I can't remember. Oh, the first black guy with the bat. With the hoodie, like the original trailer, that's the one that was him with the bat. Mm-hmm. And, like, they each have their own kind of story, and to me it felt
is
like...
Is it AMC's Walking Dead?
No.
They're basing it off of just like, the IP of Walking Dead?
Mm.
Is it, like, more closely tied to, like, the comics?
I think they might have just hybridized it on their own. Like, they just took the world of The Walking Dead and then just...
So it's a zombie game.
Yeah, it's a zombie game.
It's a zombie shooter.
Yeah, basically. But, like, I was getting... Well, like, with the gameplay that I saw from like, the trailer, it looked like a less comic-y Left 4 Dead. Because, like, it's kind of fast-paced. The zombies don't move very fast, but there's a lot of them. And I gotta imagine it's gotta be like, you know, you gotta watch your ammo, you gotta conserve your rounds, use melee, kind of like Zombie U.
Good old Zombie U. That's a good game.
And then another thing about Zombie U is that it also has another thing that reminded me of Zombie U is that it looked like it had pretty like serious, like you have to consider how you're gonna get through this part. Like, you remember that time when we were playing it and we spent like an hour trying to figure out how we were gonna get through a room?
Yeah.
And then it never went exactly how we planned it.
We died.
We died.
Trying to get through one room.
Yeah, man. And I'm pretty excited. I really love The Walking Dead. I only played through the first season of Telltale. The final season's coming out pretty soon.
You only played through season one?
Yeah.
So you didn't even play two?
That's what only one means.
Yeah. That's strange to me.
Yeah. I don't find it that strange. Like, I only ever played season one.
Two's dope. I really love the way season one ended. I was like, okay, like, that's really cool. I'm done. But then, like, I've always meant to have them. I have season two on my PlayStation 4. I just have other games I'd rather play. And, I know they're going to be good. I know I'm going to like them. Because...
Well, I don't know about season three. I haven't played season three.
Season 3 is supposed to be pretty bad.
Because
it focuses on a different character.
It's bad in, like, for a Telltale game.
Oh.
That's it.
Apparently, it looked like no one was as big on Season 2 as everyone was on Season 1. But it seems like I've never seen anyone be, like, really big on Season 3.
Hmm. So
was good, man.
I'm pretty happy with season one. I really like how they handled Clementine's story and how in the end it wasn't Lee's story anymore. It was Clementine. And in this one, it seems like in Otwood, it seemed like each character has their own story. At least the old man has enough of a story to where, because he's looking for his granddaughter.
Yeah.
So it looks like he has enough of a story to where it might be that they all have different things they want to do, and you can choose like. I mean, that seems like how they would integrate the co-op play. Is like, if your main mission is... If you're playing as the old guy, and you want to get there, and, like, I want to join your game, I can join as, like, the black guy or the chick.
Oh, but what if they go the route of, like, oh, you can only progress through one character? Like,
yeah, well, like, that, like, that would, say, like, I would just be, like, your support.
Uh-huh. But, yeah. Like, that would mean that your character doesn't get any sort of progression.
Cause that's fine. I just want to play with you, Michael. You're my friend.
No, I'm talking.
I mean, is it the kind of game that's going to have, like... progression that really matters, or can you just like drop into a like can you drop into somebody else's game and like pick up a gun and you're fucking playing?
I think it might be like that, because I mean let's see, Far Cry 4, that was how the multiplayer was. You just dropped in as random McDude and then you just fucking gunner the shit out of some people and that's it. Then you could go back into your own game and keep going your own way with the story. So hopefully they do it like that, because I think that'd be really cool if like if we want to play together, Michael, we just start a new game, like one that won't matter. And then yeah, I think James is texting us from beyond the dead, from beyond the grave.
Yes, he is.
Not beyond the dead. We don't know what's beyond the dead. Actually, The Walking Dead is beyond the dead. And
actually, on a Telltale note. Telltale made a really cool E3 announcement.
Stranger Things?
Yeah, they're working on a Stranger Things game.
Yeah, they're working on a Stranger Things game. That's going to be cool.
And you remind me of another really cool thing I can't believe I forgot. Yo, so Techland's new game is going to be fucking dope.
Dying Light 2?
Dying Light 2. I'm super on board with Dying Light 2.
I was explaining it to Jessica that like, it's like super crazy decisions that affect like the world and stuff, but they seem like they actually like have weight to them, I guess.
Because, yo, this game is apparently being led by like fucking video game designer that has existed since the dawn of video games, Chris Avellone, which I was telling you guys before. Like, I recognized his name when like he was showing off the game and saying like, yeah, well, like we wanted to put like real thought into like decisions and the story and the world of this game, and we want these things to matter. We want you to feel like motivated. And yeah, so it turns out he's also the guy that was in charge of like the original line of computer RPGs, like fucking Baldur's Gate and the original Fallout games. Also New Vegas. Like, he was a writer on Prey. So the games that guy works on, they all tend to be pretty good and have very good writing.
Your computer just says countdown to goodness.
Shut up, Windows.
Dying Light, because like, okay, the stigma was with Dead Island 1 and Riptide. Their stories are god awful, but I love those games. Those games are fun.
Oh man!
And Dying Light is like so much better than those games, though. Like by miles, even in story, like it had a good story. The first one, And now you're talking about that dude.
I was more excited for that expansion that they put out for
the following.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I. The only reason I never got Dying Light was because I waited too long. Like, the game came out, and then I heard that the following was coming out, so I'm like, okay, I'll just wait for that. And then I found out that I couldn't just buy the following. Like, it had to be an expansion of the game. I was like, fuck, so I gotta buy, like, the Game of the Year edition now. And I just never bought it.
It's like, what, 30, 20 bucks? Yeah, I think Dying Light was the first game I played on the PlayStation 4. Because when I got my PS4, it's the Last of Us Remastered Edition from GameStop. So it was like, I got it. It came with three games. I went to GameStop. I traded those fucking games in. And then at the same time, they were having like a buy two, get one free pre-owned. So I bought Far Cry 4, Fallout, and I got Dying Light for free. And when I got here, I was like, okay, which one do I want to play first? And I was like, okay, Far Cry 4, I know I need to fucking get through. I have to start all over, so I'm going to leave that one for last. Fallout 4, I know once I start that game, never going to stop. So I'm going to start with Dying Light. And I started it. I got about 4 or 5 hours in.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I dread to play this game right now.
I think I've played through the first, like, 5 hours of Dead Island, like, 3 or 4 times.
Of Dead Island or Dying Light?
Dead Island.
Oh, man, Dead Island. Don't even get me started. I fucking love that Dead Island, the first one.
No, I remember you would play it all the fucking time.
There was something about that game, dude. It wasn't good at all. No, I'm being for real. Like,
that game is chewing gum.
The game wasn't pretty to look at. The voice acting was terrible. The mechanics were
shit.
Yeah, the loot stuff was not good.
The loot stuff was okay.
The only thing that came good was...
The loot stuff is not good.
The only thing good that came out of it was Hoodoo You Voodoo.
Hoodoo You Voodoo.
Dude, and then Riptide came out, and Riptide was fucking cool, too. I really like Riptide a lot. And then there's another song that came out for Riptide.
Hoodoo You Voodoo 2? Electric Boogaloo? No.
I don't think you like it as much as the first one.
I don't remember Hoodoo You Voodoo. I just remember that I listened to it and I said, wow, this is okay. This is pretty good.
Yeah, because, like, and then the second, well, whatever. So, yeah, Dying Light's really good and I'm super stoked for Dying Light 2.
I'm willing to try it just because you said that it's something about Fallout. I don't know. I don't listen to
it. I was going to try it anyways because I was like, dude. Yep. Because they've supported
Dying Light 2 is being written by Fallout.
Because Dying Light, the first one, was supported, like, they've supported that game a lot. Like, that game was, like, old already, I think.
And it looks like they're kind of...
And they've supported that game.
Dying Light 2 is moving into, like, bigger city areas.
Well, yeah, it's set 15 years after the events of the first one, which nothing got better. So it's like, okay, I'm with that.
What was the first one in? It was, like, in some third world country.
It was, like, South America, I think.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, but man, the first was cool.
Yeah. Dying Light's super cool. And as far as E3 stuff goes, I'm pretty hyped for Cyberpunk 2077.
Didn't see anything about it.
Can somebody tell me what the fuck that game is?
Yeah, so that game...
Blade Runner?
It's Blade Runner made by the people who made The Witcher.
Oh, God. Hey, did you get home?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah, so basic rundown is, and you can't tell any of this shit by watching the trailer. This is apparently going to be like a first-person shooter, Blade Runner open-world RPG.
Jesus. I might like that game.
Yeah.
I gotta get back to fucking Witcher.
Like, the vibe... Demo vibes that have been, like, streaming out of the E3 consciousness are that, like, this game feels like it's taking parts of, like, Borderlands and GTA and Destiny and just building, like, a giant RPG around it. That's super fucking cool. Also, I don't think Cyberpunk is a this gen game.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I don't think so. Yeah.
For that game to be as big as I know that company likes games to be, I don't think that game is coming out soon.
Who is it?
CD Projekt, The Witcher. And The Witcher 3...
Witcher's so huge, I don't even think it's a this-gen game either.
The Witcher 3 is so big, it's amazing that they fit that on a PS4. No, it's actually a fucking miracle. Like, that game starts, and, like, you're in a tutorial area that I didn't know was a tutorial area. I thought, like, okay, like, this is a pretty good-sized map. Like, I hope that it's, like, filled with stuff, but there's definitely no shortage of space. It turns out that was, like, the starting town in a giant, like, state-sized map.
Oh, fuck.
That's ridiculous.
Oh! Oh, wait. Is there more? Because...
Cyberpunk looks fucking cool, and I don't think that game is coming out soon.
I don't know how much more we have left on this train. I think the tracks are running out. But I know we definitely have to talk about Fallout 76.
Bethesda. Let's move on to Bethesda.
Yes. Fucking shotgun through Bethesda, because that is all hype. One, Rage 2 looks pretty fucking cool.
Who the fuck? My brother's the only person I know that ever played Rage.
I know you bought Rage.
I have Rage, but I could never get through the first, like, 20 minutes of it.
We're here.
I might try it again, just so I can see if I'm going to want to play the second one.
Apparently, like, it handles like Doom.
How?
Apparently, Rage 2 handles like Doom.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Which leads us to...
Doom Eternal. I am so fucking stoked.
Doom 2? The only thing that I would ever... Like, literally the only non-positive thing that I have to say about Doom Eternal...
is that it's not Doom 2.
Can you imagine if it was just Doom 2?
And it would make sense. It would make sense. It's like, because Doom 2, the old one, was just D, and then, like, uppercase D, and then lowercase everything else, too. We know that Doom now is just Doom all uppercase. Like, upper, like, caps, that's it. They could have just pulled it off. Just Doom 2, that's it. And, like, one or three.
Boogaloo.
No.
Or at least Hell on Earth.
So that's what Doom 2. Again.
Yeah. Well, you tell you. Yeah, we got fucking Hugo Martin and then
Did
Marty
they say
Spatton.
That game's 2019?
Yes.
Okay. That game is coming out this gen. So with Bethesda, it got really iffy there.
I was worried. But now they came out, they're like, yeah, we're going to show everything at QuakeCon, because, like, fuck E3, you guys aren't the crowd for this. And, like, I was happy. Cause, like,
I think everyone's, like, vibe is fuck E3.
Dude.
Borderlands 3 leaked, and it was supposed to be announced today. And I think Gearbox just decided, fuck E3.
I'm telling you.
It was like every other game on that Walmart list was announced.
Yeah, we got fucking, what's his name?
And who the fuck was gonna guess Rage 2?
From, the...
Fucking not me, that's who!
What's his name? For Bethesda. The head of Bethesda, he was like, oh yeah, we got
a Fallout.
Todd Howard?
No, the other one.
Oh, like the head of Bethesda, like the publishing.
Yeah, he came out and he was like, oh yeah, we, as y'all might have known...
The lone survivor.
That, like, our friends over at Walmart, like he made a joke about it, and everyone thought it was funny. That was cool as fuck. But yeah, like I was saying, Doom 2. That's what I'm just going to call it, fuck, man. Doom 2 Eternal, yeah. Whatever. Well, again, Hugo Martin and Marty Stratton came out, and they're like, yeah, you're going to be even more powerful than the first one. Twice as many more demons. Get ready, QuakeCon. And that's, like, basically dropped the mic. They bounced off the stage.
To be fair, that's kind of all they need to do.
That's like, all they needed to do.
All they have to say is, we know why you liked that first game, so we're going to give you more stuff to play with.
Dude,
change the setting for you.
Like, the trailer
comes out. Hell on Earth.
The trailer comes out, and it's like, you just see the Doom Marine, he just doesn't have the sleeves anymore. I'm like, oh shit. He's Hell on Earth.
His name's Doom so Guy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Doom Guy.
Doom Slayer.
The Doom Slayer. Doom Guy.
He's Doom Guy.
Doom Guy.
But apparently he became immortal or some shit. But
there's a story there. Like, yeah. Just had to, like, read it.
You gotta get through Doom. There's some fun shit in that
Doom.
Game.
I do have to get through Doom.
When you played Doom...
There's some fun shit in, like, the pickups, too. Like, the little, like, story like logs tapes. That you pick up, especially in Hell...
Oh,
how far did you make it in Doom?
Not very far. I'm like an hour in, if anything.
You haven't even gotten the super shotgun.
Fuck, there's a super shotgun?
There's a super shotgun.
Nah, dude, because I was playing through Doom and then Far Cry 5 came out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm a pretty late bloomer, guys, but
in
fuck,
hell,
I left the scissors
on. Yeah. In hell, Doom Guy is the boogeyman.
Oh, shit. Dude.
He's the John Wick of hell.
God damn.
Yeah, well,
the boogeyman. Yeah, the boogeyman. I got that shit.
Dude, it's so great. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Oh, then, okay, so that's pretty much all. We'll find out more. There'll be a gameplay review at QuakeCon. Doom Eternal.
Hope the multiplayer is good.
Hey, man, the multiplayer was fun. It wasn't the best, but it was fun. Oh man, the multiverse! You know what? The multiverse was fucking sick. I can't lie. I had so much fun. I had more fun with that multiplayer than I've had with fucking World at War even. And World at War is my favorite Call of Duty multiplayer. More fun than like Modern Warfare 2 shit. And Modern Warfare 2 was the hypeness.
It was pretty arcadey. I don't.
You know what?
I didn't like the maps. It's probably what it is.
You know what? I want them to add it in Doom Eternal. A run button. You move fast in that game?
Okay, we went in different directions with that.
I want to move faster.
100 Doom guys. Parachute onto a volcano in hell.
That's all. Just the trailer, you just see like the fucking music starts picking up, and it's that Doom music that Nick Gordon has. Like,
yeah.
Special. He played a 9-string guitar apparently for the fucking first one. That's a lot of strings.
Right? That is a lot of strings. You're not just fucking telling me, fucker.
I don't even know how many there's supposed to be on the guitar. And that's a lot to me. So, anyways, I'm super stoked for Doom Eternal.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Doom 2.
That's
Doom
a good 2. Looking game.
The Doom.
You know what fucking got me so much is like it goes to black after like he just fucking loads the super shotgun, goes to black, and you just see like the logo like come from like behind you in the screen. Dude, I was like, I think this is what heaven's like. But hell.
something good about that logo. They've never changed it since the original game.
There's like little hooks at the bottom of the M and D that like aren't there in the first one. But that's it. Anyways, let's move on to like short. Those were the short ones because I know that we have a lot to talk. Well, you guys have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, I got some weird shit.
Because
the
Elder Scrolls.
Yeah.
6. It's just the landscape. And boy, howdy.
Hey, that trailer that you saw, it's not real.
Yeah, that was just...
None of that is real. They're not even working on that game yet. They even said so. In fact, they said, we don't normally do this, but we're going to give you a tease of our next-gen open-world RPG. And that was the sci-fi one. And then they said, and we might as well tell you about the game we're making after that.
Oh, what is the sci-fi one called?
Is it Starfall?
Starfall?
Starfield. Yeah. Which is a title that leaked out of Bethesda like fucking years ago. Apparently it was supposed to be announced last year. But like the only reason they did it, what they didn't, was because it was too far out.
There was nothing about that game.
But
nothing. I don't know what that game is about.
Dude, I don't even...
It's just, like, the only thing that people know is that it's a Bethesda...
Space...
Yeah, it's a, like, open Bethesda game set in space, and it like, might have hooks to, like, the Fallout universe, but that's it. In fact, they also put out, like, this, like, kind of documentary for Bethesda.
What was
Todd
it? Was it a...
Yeah, Danny O'Dwyer's.
Yeah, there you go.
Those documentaries are super cool.
Fucking slick.
But Howard jokes at one point in that, saying like, yeah, like a lot of fans and like a lot of us like to joke with the idea that all of Bethesda's games happen in the same universe.
That'd be crazy. Yeah. You know, you were talking about
Alpha Head.
Bethesda's just a space game. It's like everything just came out and they're like, yeah, hey, we're just taking over production for No Man's Sky.
Like that's when. Awesome. Fallout 76 was announced. I honestly was expecting that to be like Starfield, and I figured, okay, they just completely retrofitted it to Fallout. I was hoping that like it would start in the vault,
And then, like, it cuts out, and, like, the vault is a space station.
That's
the game that I wanted. Instead...
You dream too big.
Yeah. Instead, we got Fallout Multiplayer Merlin Edition.
Oh! Michael, I got such a fucking raging boner for that game.
Yeah, Elder Scrolls 6, who knows?
Michael. Touch it.
Do I have to?
You're eating my bully, aren't you? No, you think point. That shit comes free?
Good point.
But, yeah, so... I know stuff about Fallout 76 now. Like, player count is... Not 100 vault dwellers parachute onto an island. It's more like... They said dozens, so probably like 20, 30 people will like inhabit the map at a single time. And since it's all dedicated servers, it's apparently like pretty drop-in, drop-out. And it's supposed to have a lot of survival hooks, so... A lot of like the base building that you can do in the towns in Fallout 4 is going to be kind of what they encourage you to do like in all of your spare time, because you could apparently just like build anywhere except for in like towns or like pre-made places or like in places that would fuck up story quests.
Yeah.
And like because you have like a super expanded workbench that you could essentially save like all of your buildings into. If you like build an entire like little camp area for yourself, you could basically like save every building, because it's always online. As soon as you leave the game, like all of your stuff leaves with you.
Oh, okay.
So like you'll pop back into the game, and so like you will have all your stuff back. You could. Nothing's permanent, so you could always just, like, load up your camp onto your workbench and then, like, proceed with the story and then decide that you found a new place that you want to, like, make into your base.
And then just put it all there.
Put it all back there. It won't be, like, automatic drop and it's there, but you can... If you've gone through and, like, you've saved, like, blueprints for stuff, like, you want the layout for all of your houses to be like this, and you can just, like, fucking highlight it and save it so that, like, you could just... Drag and drop that house as however many times you fucking want. So they're working like Minecrafty shit into the game.
Yeah.
How about Minecraft? How about that game?
The only thing that I'll play any Fallout game except like I downloaded Fallout Shelter.
I was gonna say except Shelter.
I've downloaded Fallout Shelter, but mobile games kind of like
Really.
Except I do play that Walking Dead on No Man's Land. Oh. I play that a lot. especially at work. I mean, I didn't just say that. And then, Fallout, I mean, there's nothing better than Fallouting, except Fallouting with friends. I'm really excited.
I was going to say, wait a minute, we don't even know what that is.
I'm really excited.
I'm not going to take this away from you.
I'm really excited for Fallout multiplayer.
I don't know, I'm still kind of iffy about it. It could be good. I don't know how important like the main through line of the quest is going to be if it's an always online game. I mean, how...
God damn, I'm sorry, everyone.
Fallout 76 is going to be a really weird game. Like, how weird is it going to be if like people are all starting it at the same time? So most of the people that play Fallout probably play it in the same way, where like that game comes out and like... Okay, 36 hours later, you're there playing Fallout. So you're going to be in this map, and you're going to be getting to, like, story points, and there's going to be, like, 10 other people, like, trying to follow the same quest as you in the same, like, part of town.
It's going to be like Elder Scrolls Online. Boop. Fallout.
How does that work?
It's going to be nothing like... Elder Scrolls Online is an MMO, so, like, that stuff works the way that MMOs make it work. Like, if you're doing something really important... you'll load into like an instance of that quest with just you or like you and your party, but that's not how Fallout will work, because it's just like consistent and open, and the players on the map are the players on the map. I hope they do cool stuff with it. Like the nuke thing seems pretty cool.
Oh yeah,
the map is like populated with nuke sites, and they give players control. But it's not as easy as just going up to the nuke. You have to, like...
pressing button.
You have to work for, like, a launch code. And that could be pretty cool. They make it seem like once the nukes go off, wherever you send that missile is going to completely clear that part of the map, but also make it so that, like...
it's radioactive.
Yeah, like, super radioactive in the same way that, like, the fucking...
the glowing sea was.
Yeah, the glowing sea is in 4.
Yeah, I saw that. That looks like it's going to be cool. Like, you're going to have to fight for your power armor so that you can go and get the nuclear code, so you can go and launch it, so you can go explore that area and see whatever's left from there.
If you make a base in a certain area and someone comes and blows your shit up,
there's an MG4.
How?
But you, like, one of the guns that they use is very clearly an MG42.
Real quick, they only showed that tease for Elder Scrolls. That's it. They didn't say anything else.
That is it.
We don't even know where it's going to be.
No,
dude. The Elder Scrolls. We're talking
about. People are working on it, though.
There's only like a single
panning shot where it says the Elder Scrolls, and it gives you like that vista. And people's guesses are this game must take place in High Rock because look at how high those rocks are.
Fuck, I'd probably come to the same assumption. So they're really high in the rocks.
I think Fallout.
And people are trying to make assumptions based on like the location of like there's a coastline on the side of the shot without thinking, well, like, yeah, if I'm standing right here facing that way, the ocean is on my right, but that doesn't mean it's east or west. It's on the other side if I turn around.
That made too much sense to me.
They're gonna be like, it's fucking Solstheim. I'm like, oh, sorry, bitch.
It's gonna be in hell.
It's Morrowind 2.
It's Doom.
It's Morrowind 2.
Wait a minute, real quick. Oblivion, when does that take place?
I was about to say something about Oblivion
2. Yeah, when does Oblivion take place?
When?
Yeah.
When do any of these fucking games take place?
Well, no, because it, like, Elder Scrolls Online is like a huge MMO that takes place like 1,000 years before any of the like the main games.
Okay.
And like apparently Skyrim's supposed to be before like...
I think the answer to this question is it doesn't matter.
Not a lot of stuff.
No. The years don't matter. Like they matter in Fallout.
Like there's answers to your questions because like shit has dates in the Elder Scrolls game, so like you could just pull up a screenshot in Morrowind that has like whatever bullshit number that they use for their year and then compare that to the number in Skyrim. But I honestly don't know.
I would assume they take place
in like...
It's weird. I should love Fallout and I just can't.
Different kind of game.
Yeah,
oh, but it's so good. I started Fallout New Vegas with the full intention of getting like just like doing your thing and just doing a melee run through. And then like I spent 8,000 caps getting my favorite armor, and now I have like a revolver. That's it.
Turns out if you put all your points into luck in New Vegas, you kind of break the game in New Vegas.
With luck?
Yeah, because it's like...
yeah, because it's about gambling.
Oh. You basically always win every gambling minigame.
Yeah, you never have to try.
Damn.
So, I spent like 15 minutes playing New Vegas one time when I got there. Like, walked into the first casino. And then, like, almost instantly had enough money to, like, walk out to that backwater doctor's shop that'll give you the perk that makes your skin armor.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, okay, got my melee build.
Yeah. Twitch plays it like that. I play it a little more seriously. So, and he always hates me for it.
There's some goofy shit in Fallout 4.
Yeah.
It's
Fallout 4, yeah.
It's less weird than the other games.
But yeah, Fallout 76 is my my number 2 on my hype list, just because I'm really looking forward to Loot for 2.
I think Resident Evil 2.
You know what's going to be sick? Wolfenstein.
Yeah, Wolfenstein game coming out?
Yeah. There's a new Wolfenstein.
Oh, I didn't see
takes
it.
Place.
It's there's a new Wolfenstein game coming
it's
out.
It's a co-op game set in the 80s in France. Yep. You play as...
So it's a sequel?
Nah, Hitler's old as fuck on Mercury. Spoilers.
Dude. Okay, we'll come back to that.
Yeah! Hey man, Wolfenstein's I think after fuck. Doom, you probably got to play Wolfenstein.
Okay, so I gotta finish Prey, go back to Doom. I'm not gonna buy any game from now until Fallout 76.
Hey, the moral of the story is Bethesda makes some pretty fucking good games.
Oh, well, yeah.
Dude.
Wait, no, Red Dead comes out before 76, right?
Just barely.
Red Dead comes out in October.
Like a month before.
October, and then, yeah. Okay, so yeah, Red Dead's going to be my next game that I buy. So I have all this time to play all these games.
I just can't wait to, like, sit
down. You just got to get through Doom
Story. Play Tetris Effect for, like, just a little bit, 5 hours.
Like that time that you were playing Luminous the night before, and I went to work and worked, like, a full shift. Came home in the morning, and you were just sitting in the same place I left you. I was like, dude.
Have you moved?
Have you moved? Like, are you okay? And you're like, yeah. It's like, have you just been sitting? Did you go to sleep? He's like, no. I have to go pick up Gigi now. He just, like, got up. It's like 6 in the morning.
And they make good games. But, yeah.
And then the Wolfenstein.
Yeah. No, Wolfenstein looks pretty cool. But I also don't think that that's proper Wolfenstein 3. I'm pretty sure that's a, like, offshoot.
I feel like, because it's...
In fact, I've seen it referred to as, like, Wolfenstein 2.
The Electric Bugaloo. Yeah.
I thought you said, I like tricks.
No, they clearly set shit up at the end of 2. Like, yeah, no, BJ's going to space.
I don't know who BJ is.
He's the main character.
All roads.
I thought it was Hitler.
He's okay.
He goes to space.
To the Nazis what Doom Guy is to the demons.
Oh, shit. Dude, there's parts in Wolfenstein 2 that it's just Doom. It literally just, like, even the music, it, like, lines up perfectly. You get this gun called the Uber Goober, and you charge up and it just shoots black holes, dude. It's fucking stupid.
Oh, it just shoots black holes. Well,
like quasars. Like, it's like emanating. It doesn't suck anything, it's just shooting shit out.
Dude, Wolfenstein there's so a point
fucking
where,
cool, man.
There's a point where your pregnant wife gets set on fire, and so she just rips all of her clothes off.
On her top?
Yeah, and, like, dual wheels machine guns at Nazis so that they don't get to you.
While it's raining blood. Because she blew up a couple Nazis, and their blood's, like, still raining down on her. So she's like, it's the fucking...
Dude, Wolfenstein 2 is so cool. There's some stupid shit in that. It's fucking amazing.
Dude... Hitler's making a movie, and you go and you can kill him.
Huh?
You can just kick him. It ends the game, but you can kick him in the face. I did it like 3 times. You only get to do it once. You get a trophy. I did it a couple more times because, like, fuck it.
Because it's not in every game. You get to go and kick the Führer in the
you
face.
Kill your dad and you set up a nuke. It's the best.
You kill your dad and you set off a nuke.
Racist, dude. It's the worst.
Oh, well, that's okay.
He kills your dog when you're a kid.
Oh, what the fuck? Dude, fuck that guy.
And he's abusive to your mom, so you gotta...
I don't give a shit about that. He hurt the dog?
I should have said that shit first then.
Man, what an asshole.
Dude, it's awesome. Doom 2.
Yo, in Wolfenstein 2, you come back. You come back in that game.
What?
Yeah, you die. But then you come back.
Then you come back.
And then, boy, how do you come back? You come back and you do some shit that it shouldn't be possible. Dude. And, like, that's, like, almost at the end of the game. You play the whole game with, like, 50 health the entire time. It's a problem. And when you come back, you're just a fucking super soldier again. You're Captain America.
Oh, shit.
You're Captain BJ Blazkowicz.
You're basically literally Captain America.
With, like, what is it that in RE2 make? He says, like, no, what does the cop tell Leon? No, what is it? No restraint.
No Russian.
No, what does he tell him about, like, no hesitation or some shit when you see this? Yeah. Like,
you shoot him in the head?
That's basically how he is as Captain America. Or Captain America, like, oh, I'm going to throw my shield. No, I'm going to throw the shields and cut them in half. I'm going to fight the KKK in Nazi America. It's crazy, dude. It's awesome.
Oh, shit.
So good. Oh, Wolfenstein 2 is so good.
But it's hard. That's what I'm telling you right now. It's hard as fuck.
Yeah, probably not play it on, like...
Like the hard difficulty?
Don't play it on hard like I did.
Yeah.
Because Wolfenstein the first one, you play that shit, dude, you play it on hard, it breezes through it. Not even a fucking problem. You play through this one on normal, and it's kicking your ass. It's kicking your teeth in whenever it can. It's like, why? Why? What happened?
Wolfenstein 2 is so much better than it plays.
What the fuck?
Damn it.
There's the pistol.
Wolfenstein 2, so Wolfenstein 1.
Yeah, it's Wolfenstein also very good.
Wolfenstein the New Order, dope as fuck.
That's the first one.
Yeah. I haven't played the Old Blood, so I don't know about that.
Yeah, this is like a side thing.
Yeah, but you can play Wolfenstein New Order and then Wolfenstein New Colossus. Dude, the London Monitor in the first game? That's what it's called. It's a gigantic machine. No spoilers. It's a giant machine that literally watches over London, the London wow. Monitor. And you just play it. It's cool. You get a laser gun.
Twitch just keeps smiling at me.
You get a little...
In Wolfenstein 1...
You get a little pistol laser gun.
Jimi Hendrix is a resistance leader.
Dude! And Wolfenstein 2, one of the characters has, like, LSD trips the entire game. And then you have a very, very serious heart-to-heart with him. And I cried.
You cried?
Dude, because he's your little, like, brother in the game. And he tries to commit suicide, dude. Because he's upset.
We call it the side on here, okay?
I don't want to spoil it. You're going to love it. It's dope spoil.
Fuck, man. Look at all these games I got to play. Well, I mean, I got time. And for Red Dead Redemption, I won't. But for Fallout 76, I am planning to take like a 3 or 4 day vacation. So I can just fucking sit through it for...
Real quick. Let's talk about some Red Dead real quick. Are you guys excited? Like,
yeah.
Like, well, because Red Dead 1 was so great. But are you excited
for this one? I feel like I'm like the right amount of hype for Red Dead Redemption. Because I know it's going to be good. I know I'm going to get it. I know I'm going to play it. I hope that the copy I buy isn't as broken as the 3 copies of Red Dead Redemption that I bought, and that it lets me finish the game. Well, I did finish the game once as Marston, because like afterwards you play as this fucking little shitty kid.
You don't really like. There's not much game after that. There's one thing you do.
Yeah, I know. You just go find the guy that kills him, and then you kill him. Yeah, I know. Like, but you can explore like the rest of the places. And I know, like Twitch. He just puts a bandana on him and then pretends it's John Marston.
Yeah.
But like after that, the game bugged out on me, and I couldn't finish like finding that guy and killing him. So like, I did technically pass Red Dead Redemption. It was really good. I loved playing this. I just loved going into town and just pushing some horse to the ground. I love going into bars and just the one bar, and then just getting
one bar,
just getting like fuck, just shot after shot of whiskey until you like you're just doing this, and you're just kind of wobbling out of the bar, and you hit the ground. Because it takes you a while to get back up. Like, it takes you a while to get control of your character again. So, like, there's a, like, raiding party. Sometimes, like, random cowboys just come through and they just, like, start shooting people. So if you're drunk when that happens, you will die. If they find you, they will kill you. So, like, I had some really good moments in Red Dead Redemption. And I'm looking forward to the really good moments I'm going to have in Red Dead Redemption 2. So I'm not, you know, fangirling over it. In the most recent trailer, we still haven't seen any gameplay, huh?
Oh yeah, there's some gameplay.
Oh yeah,
I mean, it's cut in a way that it's all super cinematic, but sections of that are of the newest trailer, definitely.
No, gameplay. Well, yeah, I mean, in the newest trailer, but like, there's no like just gameplay, right?
No.
Yeah, so like in the new trailer, they show a little bit of gameplay. They show like what I'm assuming the game's gonna look like, and it looks really pretty. It looks really nice. It looks really well made. You get to see a young John Marston.
He looks like a fucking chump.
He looks like his son.
Yeah, he looks like a little bitch. I hope they don't use the same voice actor and try to make him sound like a little bitch. I hope they find a little bitch voice actor and use him instead. I hope they just use the now adult kid that made the voice of the kid in the first one. Because like John Marston's voice is iconic, you know? I can't play Red Dead Redemption 2. Hear his voice and be like, oh god.
They should just get Charlie Day to voice him.
He does look like a fucking chump. I'm excited. I like that. It's pretty much just going to be like the Williamson gang is going to be in there, right?
Yeah. Like, they've been pretty like nondescript about specifics. At first they were kind of making it seem like in the same way that GTA 5 had like multiple playable characters. You can maybe play as like different members of the gang, but...
They don't even have to make a GTA 6, I feel like.
It's like they've guaranteed so many sales of Red Dead 2 that they don't need to show anything. They just have to put the game out.
Yeah. So
it's going to be a Hidden Tower section.
There's nothing really to be hyped for because they haven't shown any new mechanics. They've shown a lot of really cool little, like the cinematic trailers where it shows you how pretty the game is and how you're going to play with... You know, the Williamson gang, and you get to see John Marston as a little bitch for a while. And, like, the one thing I don't get is, like, they're always talking about how, like, oh, it's the end of the Wild West age.
Like, apparently an entire generation has passed by, and it's been the end of the Wild West
age. Yes, exactly.
You don't think that's, like, some time jumping shit when they show the young John Marston stuff?
Like, Like some flashbacks, or yeah, like you find if like they find a time machine.
No, not like some flashbacks. Like
no, it's, because like significant chunks of that game look like they revolve around
Red Dead Revolve.
The guy who you, like you set out to kill for most of the first game,
which is Bill Williamson. Bill Williamson, which means his name was William Williamson.
What?
Yeah. Yeah,
Bill is short for William.
Never seen
Bill. His name is William Williamson.
You've never seen the hit film William and Ted?
And that's the end of the show for tonight, guys. I think we've just about run our course here.
Yeah. It's super late, but at least it's Tuesday.
So I think to wrap it up, we're all very excited for 2019, really. I only have the two games coming out this year that I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah, E3's fucking weird. Nothing's coming out this year.
Yeah.
Spider-Man's coming out
this year. Well, not a lot of things are coming out this year.
Not a lot of things are coming out this year, and not a lot of new things have been shown off.
Can't wait till August for that Paycon reveal.
Just want to remind everyone that Kingdom Hearts 3 is never going to come out.
Borderlands 3 is a thing. It's just fucking weird.
Yeah.
It's weird that everyone knows about that game. They just, like...
They're just in denial.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I also have to play through Borderlands 2.
No, you don't.
I want to, though. I mean, I know I stopped playing Borderlands 2 at that cool, at that really cool point where, like, Lilith makes the city, like, levitate. And then Roland's just like, but you forgot that we have one secret weapon. And then she's just like, sup. And then the fucking city disappears. I was like, okay, I'm gonna stop right here.
Borderlands has some problems that need to be fixed, but they can fucking fix those problems by just talking to the people that make Diablo.
When are we getting Diablo 4?
Oh, they're working on it.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's a next-gen shit for sure, probably.
Oh, yeah.
God damn it, next-gen.
I mean, it's a PC game. It doesn't matter.
Well, for me,
yeah.
I'm gonna jump to PC.
Okay, guys, see you next time. Say bye, Jimmy.
No, wait. Say bye, Jimmy.